mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are locked and loaded today, August 26, 2008. Not only from the command center here in Austin, Texas, with me, Jason Burmis, filling in for Alex Jones, but Alex Jones himself over at the DNC. And, man, it's been electrifying. If you're not over at Infowars.com, number one, we have been doing revolutionary radio now. This will be the second day of it. Live reports from Justin.TV, where Alex is down at the DNC with the protesters at the detention camps. Now, after the show, later on, they ran into Michelle Malkin. We're going to be playing that very, very soon. Crazy confrontation. Alex tells it like it is. I mean, he didn't give her a chance. Not that she deserves one. I mean, from a neocon fascist. Personally, my favorite remarks are the ones about her dark soul and how her makeup cannot hide that fact. But in my opinion, it's 9 minutes of pure gold. When I watched this last night, I didn't really know about it because the power went out in a section of Austin. I guess all the local people listening will know what I'm talking about, up past Oldthorpe. So, you know, there was no modem, no internet. I was kind of out of the loop for a while. I called up Rob Jacobson after the very successful event last night at the Oriental Theater, where Alex Jones showed Truth Rising. You can get that 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising over at Infowars.com right now if you'd like. And he said, yeah, we went, we saw Malkin, it was crazy. So immediately I went to my computer and watched it. And this is why I am so glad to be sitting in this seat. I feel lucky. I feel honored to be able to sit here and sit in for Jones because he doesn't pull any punches. You know, there's 25 people around and they know who he is. They know the message. Then these goons, these two punks, oh, man, I'd like to, they deserve a backhand. These two punks wearing like berets, the classic leftist douchebaggery, if you will. I mean, they're just, you know, punks, and they act like they're Jones's friend, and then they're yelling that he's a fascist, and, you know, Jones seems to think they're neocon bloggers. Well, there's an article out right now, and you can go check it out at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, and of course, remember, the live stream is going right now. We're going to be cutting in and out of that. We'll probably cut into some of that, maybe in the third segment. In the next segment, we're going to play the Jones-Malkin confrontation for you. There's stories about that also at infowars.com, but DNC, Mint doesn't levitate, protester shouts down, journalist. Now they're trying to make all these people goony. You know, all the protesters are total goofballs, and they go after, you know, the crunchy granola types. Now, here's the Recreate 68 part. Of course, Recreate 68 has been nothing but a nuisance. I was watching MSNBC today, and it's these anarchists. Guys, wake up. You're not doing anything productive. They're wearing their masks. They're blocking off the cops. The cops have been pretty restrained. Even Jones was saying this morning, I mean, again, if you're up early enough, you could have watched Jones on Peter Boyle's. I'm not sure how long that interview lasted. I was getting ready to go in for the show. But I watched a little bit of it. And he was actually complimenting the police, saying they've been the ones that have been restrained. It's Recreate 68 that has tried to provocateur things. And from what I've seen, yes. I mean, they're the ones that are acting like idiots. Yes, they have the right to peacefully protest, to march without a permit, but they're sitting down in the street, they're not marching, they're trying to cause disruption. Okay, Recreate 68 even threw plastic quarters into the crowd. Ooh, plastic quarters. Perhaps hoping to preempt the real money that they soon hoped would be covering the block. Unbelievable. Take money from the war, give it back to the poor, shouted the crowd. These people are lost, folks. All right, so here we go. But soon the attention was diverted from the peaceful protest by an altercation between a member of the conservative media and a citizen attending the protest. This was the second incident of its kind. On Sunday, protesters took exception to a Fox News reporter trying to question Ward Churchill. Controversial. See, Ward Churchill wasn't even there at the time. We don't like Ward Churchill either. The people that died in the World Trade Center ain't little Eichmanns. Don't try to associate 9/11 truth with Ward Churchill. Disgusting. We'll play the Malkin clip on the other side. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in. Get Fabled Enemies now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
Oh. On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we are back. It is The Alex Jones. Man, I'm cutting in and out. John...
Really finding that, though, right?
No, in fact, I don't come, you know, to an event, and I'm
diminishing or preconceived. I got to report the facts.
But you thought that you may find some what we're calling provocateurs, meaning actual factions of the government.
Oh, I said that on your show last week.
You say that from time to time they will do that on purpose to give them justification for police action.
Exactly. Let's be clear. I have never come to Denver. I've been here many times, but I've never come here to cover a big political event, especially a huge national security event like this one. We have covered Canada. We have covered Austin, Texas, the Fortune 500. We have covered Seattle. Now, I've covered many other events. Just earlier this year, they had the Security and Prosperity Partnership, North America, the Union Summit in Ottawa and Montebello, and some of our camera folks, some of the actors up there, caught police dressed up like anarchists attacking police with the news cameras so they could then rubber bullet attack the peaceful crowds. We said, look, the same
way. It was a way to get rid of protest.
But then it came out to CBC, and the police have admitted it was federal police, so it's on record, CBC, all Canadian papers, literally all of them, the police had to apologize, said we're launching an investigation from the top. Now, in the case of the Fortune 500 they had in Austin in 1999, there were these huge cops. They weren't the little meth head, dirty leg anarchists running around. You could tell they were cops starting fights. I went up to them and said, stop it, officers. Austin police ran across and said, stop it, Jones. And then we backed them off there. So my own town, the cops tried it. And so we've seen this in England. We've seen this other places. So I came in here saying, well, I've seen it happen. We've covered it. We'll see what happens here. Well, I have to say, everywhere I've been, and I've seen all these videos of Denver beating people up, and, you know, I've criticized those. But I have to say, very professional police, very nice. They put up a lot of crap for the anarchists.
Yeah, they did. They're actually showing restraint.
They're showing a lot of restraint.
Now, this is from a guy who loves criticizing.
Oh, I'll do it in a minute if they need to be criticized, but I don't have a hatred of police.
They're very organized. They're very, and I heard they were polite. They were well-mannered. They were organized. They're not, they don't have itchy trigger fingers.
No, they're very restrained. Let's say what the anarchists are doing.
I'm asking a quick question. Would you be upset if you go to a city and there isn't an incident? I mean,
oh, no. But there have been incidents by the anarchists against us.
Because the reason Mike's asking that is we're convinced that a lot of protesters, they say, oh, you know, we're totally nonviolent.
Not true.
I know that. I know that they want to make a name for themselves, and they want
to. No, we just want to report what the facts are.
I'm not talking about you.
I'm saying us.
I'm talking about.
He was asking if I would be upset.
Right.
So I was answering his question.
Now, let's talk about Recreate 68, because I believe Spagnuolo is a publicity whore. I believe.
Well, they act like foundation funded limousine liberals who are there to make demonstrators look dumb.
He has no passion. He's never.
Listen, they're in clown suits, wizard outfits, saying we're going to levitate, which they know is going to fail, which makes everybody look like clowns.
Some of them are dressed like Harry Potter.
Jesters.
And then he schedules his events. When I protested in the 60s and 70s, I'm a bit older than you.
You want one big one.
And then, but we didn't schedule it and tell people where we're going to be. And another thing we didn't do, if we got to get on a radio show like he does for an hour or two,
we talk about our issues.
Exactly. You don't talk about yourself.
Hey, we're against the war. We're against the secret torture. We're against the camps. We're against the warrantless wiretapping. Instead, it's, we're clowns. We're the best. We're not violent.
He's talking about himself. He's talking about his group. He's talking about his cocktail parties and pedicures.
No, he's bragging about, look, it's all about their personal power trip, how they get to meet these Hollywood people, and how they get to go meet Sean Penn. But let me tell you what they've done to us.
Okay,
it's incredible. It's incredible. It's all on video.
They claim that they're totally peaceful, and you...
They're rabid animals.
You were inciting. They claim you were inciting police in order to get good video.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay, what happened?
Let me just give you a quick rundown. We show up Sunday. We go out, film some of the demonstrations. They're out there running up, clashing with police. In other cities, the police would have clobbered them. The police stood back and just basically let them, run into them, bump into them, get aggressive. It was all over the news. And so then we go out Monday morning, and by about 11 a.m., we go out to the federal courthouse. And we're live video feeds to InfoWars.com.
Oh, this is on video.
Yeah, it's live video feed like we are right now on InfoWars.com. Of you, but also it's archived there. It was saved. After we cut the feed, it's been archived for you. Your camera doesn't lie. There it is.
Right.
So this is the great equalizer. Ward Churchill, the guy that said that everybody was Adolf Eichmann's and deserved to die in the towers, the daycare kids, the secretaries, the food preparers, the waitresses, they're there. Aaron just walks over nicely. Aaron. They don't know who he is.
Right.
Aaron walks over while I'm interviewing some other analysts very quietly because I'm making a film. You know, I'm making a film. I've been making a film for several years about the police state. So I've been to a bunch of other events, and in our film, we're going to show they were restrained unless something else happens to the police the next few days. We tell the truth. That, you know, it's cinema verite.
He walks up to Warchard.
He walks up and says, I would like to have an interview. And they just start saying, we're not violent. We're not violent. And start slapping and hitting the $10,000 camera. So they're just, you know, anybody basically who doesn't walk around methamphetamines and doesn't have tattoos all over them and devil tattoos, and I'm not even bashing those people. The point is, he didn't look right. They're bigoted. They're closed-minded. It's on video. They go after him. Now, I'm over here, and I'm just interviewing some anarchists, and they got bandanas on. I'm like, why are you here? And they're talking to us. And it's
all right, let's cut it and go back to some news, and then we're going to go back to the Malkin clip, because he just talked about War Churchill, and I ended the segment with War Churchill before we cut out a little bit. And there's another article that is trying to say that Alex is a racist. It's in the Gazette.com. They're trying to call him a white populist. Again, they're trying to associate him with War Churchill here as well. We'll get into that article, but I want to read this one. Now, first of all, Mark Cohen, who is the co-founder of Recreate 68, is a total goon look. Dressed up in robes. I mean, come on. Give me a break. And then in the background of the picture on the DNC Mint article is a gentleman who Alex did get an altercation with during the Malkin confrontation, which we're going to play a segment of probably in the next minute or so. But Alex actually talked to him this morning, and he had no idea that Malkin was Bill O'Reilly's host. This guy was totally out of it, has no idea what's going on in the world, and they made up and made friends. So that was pretty interesting. But let's read the quote, okay? First of all, Fox News reporter trying to question War Churchill. No, she was not trying to question. Michelle Malkin was not trying to question War Churchill. What she was doing was taking pictures of the demonstrators, the anarchists, the ones with no purpose, the ones that have no idea about geopolitics. They think everything is black and white. Do you really honestly believe anarchy is going to work? Come on. Get with it. That's not a real system. It's not a system at all. So, of course, today it was Radical Alex Jones from the group 9/11 Truth, which believes that the September 11th terrorist attacks were planned by the U.S. government, verbally confronting Malkin, a conservative columnist and Fox News contributor. More than a Fox News contributor. She's the host for O'Reilly when he's out, okay? She's on all the time. She lies about, you know, us. She lies about a lot of things. It makes me sick. Wow. He said, Recreate 68's Sanchez, who pushed his way into the crowd of TV cameras to yell at Jones, said, Michelle Malkin is a true patriot. And Alex Jones, of course, Glenn Spagnuolo, said that he's the true agent provocateur. No, Alex has a style of confrontation with these people, which is no nonsense and not going to back down. But, you know, they try to portray him as a racist. Look, you show me one racist thing Alex Jones has ever done, and don't give me that Mexophobia crap, okay? No one has anything against Mexicans here. We have a problem with our economy being taken over by a North American union by devaluing the dollar, putting it on parity with the Canadian dollar, and then bringing up the peso as you let all sorts of illegals come into this country because you want a one conglomerate North American union. That's what we're against. Make no mistake about it. I could care less what the color of your skin is. And so could Alex. We'll get into that article in the next segment. Let's go to Malkin v. Jones right now.
Michelle Malkin's right here. Michelle Malkin, come on, come on.
Hey, Michelle Malkin.
Hello?
You still promoting FEMA camps for the American people? Your book, The Case for Internment Camps. I'm Alex Jones. I interviewed you one time.
Well, you haven't read my book, so.
Yes, I have.
Also, I'm working here, so turn your...
Well, you're acting all elitist and powerful.
Yeah, I'm real elitist. I'm working. There's a protest going on.
Well, it's a free country. I'm standing right here. I know you want to put me in a camp for it.
Yeah, right.
You were too shrill for Fox News, huh?
But Michelle,
who are you?
Michelle, why are you disrespecting the 9/11 victims' family members?
One of the little neocon fake liberals that take this country over.
They are unanswered questions of the 9/11.
It's real funny.
Bill Doyle,
it's real funny that
head of the largest victims' family members group.
Destroy it, you helped sell it out to the New World Order.
Bill Doyle, head of the largest victims' family members.
Yeah, the majority of victims' families. families know 9/11 is an inside job, Michelle.
Why do you keep disrespecting them on Fox?
You know what? The majority of people know, and you guys have totally shot your wad, and you're discredited. And the New Yorker magazine just reported Dick Cheney's plan to attack our own ships. You don't want to talk about that, do you, Michelle Malcolm?
There's been a celebrity standing up for 9/11 too.
Don't you touch me.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
All right, folks, we're back. The Alex Jones Show. And Alex is live right now over at Infowars.com on Justin.tv. I think they're having a problem refreshing it over there. It's pretty funny watching it live. But we're going to get right back into this Alex Jones versus Malkin confrontation. We're going to play a couple more minutes of it. We're going to be taking your calls in the next half hour. And then at the top of the second hour, we're going to have Mike Rivero. We're going to be talking about Fabled Enemies and his role in that picture. So more of Jones versus Malkin right now. Tours in the background.
He wants to put us in camps.
All right, let's cut it. There's Alex and Malkin. That goes on for some 9.5 minutes. And like I said, Alex has been all over the place. He was on Peter Boyle's this morning. He was trying to get Peter to get him on to come on the show, but I think he backed out, like so many others do. You know, I'm sitting here talking about Recreate 68, and they're saying they didn't call for violence. That was a subgroup. Listen, type in I don't know if it's still there. Why don't I do a little experiment? Recreate68.org. Let's see, 68.org/shieldbook. Let's see if it's still up there. Shieldbook.pdf. Let's see if they even took it down. I'll bet they didn't. Is it there? Oh, come on. Please be there. It was there before. Let's see if it actually loads up. I wouldn't doubt it. Oh, and there it is. Still on their website. Okay? It is not a subgroup of Recreate 68 that called for violence, that wants you to act like a mindless idiot to put on a mask. Look, the lead page right here, it's still on their website, Body Hammer, Tactics and Self-Defense for the Modern Protester, version 1.1 by Sarin. And you scroll down, and what are they? These guys are in motorcycle helmets. It's ridiculous. They have homemade shields that have paint on them. Some of them are carrying tires. They're wearing gas masks. They're wearing construction helmets. I mean, give me a break. They're not calling for violence. Okay. Recreate 68.com/shieldbook.pdf. It is still up there. They still have it there. Please go there and don't take my word for it. I'm just sick of being accused of being a liar or a provocateur. It's nonsense. It's right there. It's right here in your face. Don't tell me that they didn't plan for violence. Not everybody there. Some of those people think that they're doing the right thing, but they're not doing the right thing because they're going along with these. Tom Martino has it pretty dead on while he's interviewing Alex, and he's saying, well, what are these Recreate 68 people trying to achieve? What's their message? They don't have a message. They just say all the things that they're doing, and they act like that's important. And that you're being, you're being punk rock or cool or hip or anti-establishment if you're with these people. Here's part three of the PDF. This is a 25-page PDF, by the way. Page 9, shield varieties, their construction, and other equipment, garbage can and barrel shields. I mean, give me a break! They're showing a picture from all these, I think there's about like 75 idiots at the Quebec City protest April 20th, 2001. But yeah, they're not violent. They just want you to bring shields and red paint. Yeah, they're a legitimate group. Give me a break. If you want legitimate news, you want to know what's really going down, check out the live feed from the DNC over at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one of a kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
He's found it down.
Loaded up and trucking. We gon' do what they say can be done. And that's what they're doing at the DNC. And a short time to get there. All right, I'm going to take a couple calls, and then I'm going to go out to Alex at the DNC on the Tom Martino Show. Looks like they're talking about the NIST WTC-7 report. But let's take one caller before then. Let's go to David in Canada. David, what's on your mind? David, you with
us? Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Switching over from the speakerphone. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, man.
I just have one, caution, I guess, and sort of something to throw out there for people to chew on a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've followed Alex's work for 5-6 years, and sure, initially it was quite a big shock, mm-hmm. some of the stuff that was revealed. But as he points out, over time you become, somewhat desensitized to even the most egregious stuff that they're trying to pull, right?
Sure.
And we also haven't seemed, on some levels, to have slowed up their progress. In other words, a lot of these agendas that, have been revealed to people and people have sort of woken up to, they're still going ahead with regardless, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the things I want to throw out as a proviso is, as a group and as a community, and I use those words loosely, mm-hmm. we need to start talking a little bit more about where it is we want to go and what the next phase of this quote-unquote revolution is going to be.
Sure. Well, all right, let me tell you what I think the next phase of this revolution should be. I mean, Ron Paul, is having his alternate convention. He's also starting his own group to try to get people into local politics. That's your city council member. That's your state senator. If you're man enough, if you're up for it, you think you can win a congressional seat, that's the way to go. We have to get good people into Congress, into your state senate, into local government. I mean, if we could go governor, that'd be great. If we go Senate, that'd be even better. But we have to start small and start somewhere and really be a voice at these meetings. And if we have people that don't cow down to quote-unquote special interest groups, then I think that we have a better shot. I thank you for the call, man. I mean, I think that's got to be the next step. I mean, for me, my next step is, you know, doing radio and movies to wake other people up. And hopefully other people can use their talents in the political arena. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm opposed maybe 5-10 years down the line to get into politics, but I hope it's somebody else. I know it's a job that weighs on you heavily. I know that. And the temptation is right in front of you. I mean, ultimately, we have to take the special interests out of politics. They're on a break over at Martino's show, and they're still having problems with the feed for some reason, but I'm getting it no problemo. And you can check out the live feed over at Infowars.com right now. We'll cut to that in a minute. Let's go to Reb in Colorado. Reb, are you with us? You there, Reb?
Yeah, I'm right here. You can hear us real good. We're Bubba Scout, Reb. We're here on the other side of the river in Lakewood, Colorado. We caught some good things you want to hear about from the public broadcast. Their idol, Ted the Idiot Turner, in town. And he's walking around, going to the convention, getting all the free food and everything. And that means Hanoi Jane could be not too far behind. But also, public broadcast putting out this information about some alleged plot against some candidate when they said they had rifles in their car.
You're talking about the Nancy Pelosi incident, right? The Nancy Pelosi incident?
Arapahoe County, and he sent an envelope full of white powder, and it went to a campaign headquarters. So this is the kind of degeneracy of these public broadcasters in this area, and apparently they can't even stir up the anticipated riots that they were trying to
predict. Well, they definitely failed on that, and Reb, I thank you for the call. Yeah, they didn't get the riots they wanted. Not enough people were fooled by Recreate 68. Okay, you're not calling for violence. You just have a Shield Book PDF up. I mean, it's ridiculousness. Give me a break. I don't even want to hear your lies. I mean, you got people in full gear right here. And the plot he's talking about, I don't know a lot about. I just heard it on the mainstream media. So, you know, take it with a ring of caution. Supposedly, somebody was in the same hotel as Pelosi and some other Democrats, and I think Pelosi was the main target, apparently, and they saw him walking in with rifles in his bag, or, you know, rifle bags or whatever. So he's been detained. I don't know the full story on that one. Okay, I'm not going to pretend to know the full story on that one. I think people should look into it. Are there crazies out there? Yeah, there are crazies out there. I think the guy was like either like 27 or 29. He was less than 30. All right, let's go to Kevin in Missouri. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Can you hear me, Bubba?
You got it.
All right, buddy. I'm glad to hear from you. I can't wait to see your new movie coming out.
Well, thank you, brother.
I was wanting to know if you can get a hold of Alex and ask him if they're jamming his computer somehow where he can't get his feed, because I'm getting it great here in Missouri.
All right, here's how you got to do it. You have to refresh. You can't just hit play and then when it stops or it buffers and then hit play again, it's not going to come up. You actually have to refresh it in your browser, and then it comes up, because it's playing right in front of me now. The only other thing I can say is perhaps, you know, Justin TV isn't putting it out to everybody, but I'm watching it right now, and they're able to get it at GCN, so try refreshing your browser. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I'm saying I'm getting it great. I can't understand why Alex ain't getting it. I'm getting it live from both Justin.
Oh, you're saying you're getting it great. Yeah, no, I'm getting it great too, man. Yeah,
from InfoWars, and I was just wondering if maybe they're messing with him somehow up there, jamming him where he can't even get...
You know, I just called while we did that Malkin clip. I called him up, and I said, hey, maybe you just need to refresh your browser. I guess that didn't work, or they don't know what I'm talking about. They're old men. They might not be too computer hit, man. Thanks for the call. Let's jump to yet another caller until they get back on the air. Let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott, what's up?
Hey, great job, man.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to ask you, have you heard about anything going on with the deal that Alex was going to put together with Willie Nelson?
Yeah, it's in, I think, the third week of October. I don't know if any tickets are on sale. I don't want to give away too much of it if he hasn't given away too much of it yet. But it is locked and loaded and ready to go, and I'll be flying back to Austin for it. So it should be a great event. You know, you're going to have to get your tickets quick because it's not a huge venue, but it should be pretty interesting.
Cool. Thanks, man.
You got it, man. All right, we're going to take some more callers later on, but right now it looks like they have plugged back in over at Justin.TV. Remember, this is big. This is new radio. It is live via Infowars.com, whether you're listening to the audio stream or the video stream over at Justin.TV. So let's cut to Alex at the DNC with Tom Martino.
Where you stand on politics? This is historical and fun. And I'll tell you what's even better. I did get in here super fast. Masses of parking, and I literally got in here in 60 seconds.
I know. It's really cool.
And the security wasn't acting like everybody was Al-Qaeda.
You come off of Federal Boulevard and go down Dick Connor Boulevard into the Invesco Field complex.
Infowars.com Stadium.
And you just park. They have a replica of the Oval Office, and they have a replica of Air Force One and a lot of other stuff.
Now, that's what's neat, Air Force One.
Now, that voice is Alex Jones. I invited him.
That's the obnoxious one. I'm sorry.
And you used to complain when I would book guests that just wouldn't talk or wouldn't answer you. You're not having that problem.
No, no, we don't have that problem. Bill has a comment for Alex. Alex has a lot of controversial stands on things, but oddly enough, when he came here, expecting to see a lot of provocateurs in the crowd, maybe even sponsored by police or others to give justification for police action, he said the police in Denver were very organized, polite, and very on top of it, and they were provoked by some of these idiotic protesters from Recreate 68 and other groups who had no idea what they were protesting and just looking for publicity.
Yeah, there was, there was one case last night after the riots, two waves of them, at 11 o'clock at night, videotaping police trying to drink apple juice and eat nut bars. And the guy walks over and he goes, come on, man, we're working, we're tired, leave us alone. And I just said, hey, we're working too. And he said, he was kind of mad at first. He goes, all right, I'm from Hawaii originally, hang loose. You don't have Austin cops doing that. You don't have New York cops doing that. So I have to say, and I have seen the Denver cops with a bicyclist 20 feet away, you can hear him crack and said, that's wrong. And then they lied and tried to say that.
When was this?
A few weeks ago. Did you see that footage?
No, I heard about it.
Whereas, I mean, they're slamming his head. What is the, they charged him with assaulting him. That was wrong. So I was kind of going in here actually scared of the cops. Well, many people must be even worse.
Denver police.
But overall, they've been really nice.
Denver police overall are great.
In fact, you wave at them and they wave back.
Bill, what is your comment? What do you expect over the next few days now from what you've seen? Do you expect more incidents?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, now the truce is ended with the self-worship clown outfit, Recreate Moronville. And so now I think they basically are going to be, or anarchists not affiliated with them by the hundreds, they'll be running around like banshees. But we're going to now be tracking them and trying to document what they're doing. Again, we've caught other anarchist groups working for the feds. I'm not saying all anarchist groups do or all of them are bad. I just know a lot of them have been punching on me, pushing on me, attacking my cameraman, and then squealing with, you know, hatred if you push them back. And so, yes.
Now, they want to be the only protesters.
Yeah, they think I don't have any First Amendment. That's it.
They think they own the protesting. Bill, you have a comment for Alex. Go ahead. A question. Go ahead. Do you have a project in mind?
No.
Oh, you just want to help out.
Well, just contact us at Infowars.com, sir. I would tell you, just be the passion and take action. Do it yourself. I would just go ahead and make the film and do what I do. I just put them out for free on the web, and then people want a DVD.
How do you make a living, Alex? Seriously.
Advertising with my radio show finances the films, and the films usually after about a year. You know, people see something online, they want the keepsake DVD, they want it signed, and so, you know, we sell enough to where I've got 15 employees, and but like four of those are on web stuff, two of them are on shipping, one of them's on customer service. So I mean, you know, I have a very small operation, but it's growing, and it's the true lean mean attack media. I mean, it is the new media, because for what we're doing with 15 people, it's much bigger.
Do you like what Drudge does?
Yeah, you know, I like Matt Drudge a long time. ancient neocon. He kind of sold his soul with the Bush administration. And so now all those people, Michelle Malkin, Drudge, Savage, all these guys and gals, they have really discredited themselves and destroyed their futures, I think, because they've just been so discredited. You know, the mainline left has destroyed their future. The mainline right is destroying their future. Only true independent radio shows and TV shows.
Yeah, but I don't think Rush Limbaugh destroyed his future.
Well, that's because he's got an audience that on average is about 8 years old. They like hearing that same
thing. I don't know. I mean, he's a pretty strong
player. All right, let's go back to callers for a couple minutes. You know, Alex is going to be joining us at the top of the second hour, and then we're going to have Mike Rivera. We're going to be talking about Fabled Enemies. And, you know, Alex is doing a great job at the DNC. Tom Martino is really receptive to this information. Thank you, Tom. All right, let's keep going to calls. Let's go to Helen in Florida. Helen, what's on your mind?
Yes, you're magnificent. Take their money away. And this can be done by when you have a fine from the state, whatever, you send them promissory notes of the same value as our paper bills. Our youngest son did this in 1995. He defeated 5 state attorneys, 4 police, and a judge. 4 times they brought him back, threatened him jail. They finally, the judge said this is a charge. Also, when they're making you pay fines, traffic fines to the court, they're making you violate the Constitution, because the Constitution says the state should accept no payment other than gold or silver. And if enough people could get together, understand, be aware of this, you make a big dent.
What do you think the best website for this type of information is?
I don't know. I don't have a computer.
Oh, I gotcha. All right, well, thank you for the call, Helen. I hope people check out that information. I've heard a couple cases where people have tried to just pay with gold and silver, and they don't want to accept it, and then they do beat it. But it's a long and strenuous process. I think you got to pick and choose your battles. Maybe this is the battle that you want to pick and choose, though. I mean, I do speak every once in a while over at Freedom Law School. Those are anti-IRS and tax protesters, federal income tax. And, you know, they've got a lot of great information. They're very good people. And I encourage people to check that out as well. All right, let's fly to Raphael in New York. Raphael, what's up?
Hello, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
I just want to tell you that your movie woke me up. You, Loose Change, I was, you know, it was a great movie, and I just want to thank you for that.
Well, thanks, man. I hope you check out my new flick, Fabled Enemies, dropping over at PrisonPlanet.tv on August 31st, and then we'll be shipping DVDs out September 1st. It's exciting for me. I mean, this film, rather than taking a look at the physical anomalies, is really going to take a look at this international intelligence organization.
I already ordered it, Jason.
Awesome, man. I mean, have you seen some of the teasers? You see the Joe Biden teaser?
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, how ironic is it that I put that in the movie, you know, back in April,
great.
And now he's going to be the VP?
Oh, yes, it's great. It's perfect. I'm sure it's going to I hope more people are going to see it now, and it's going to be a great movie. I can't wait.
Well, thanks, man. What else is on your mind?
I just have one question. Well, not one question, one comment. Last week or a couple of weeks ago, Alex was saying different ways to get the message out.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I'm a kidney patient, so I have to go dialysis.
Uh-huh.
And in my dialysis unit, I play your movies and Alex's movies every Wednesday night. And the other dialysis patients could watch it on their TV because we all got this separate screen. I just want to tell you, it's getting the message out.
No, that's an ingenuitive way to do it, man. You're probably reaching hundreds of people inside the hospital, if not thousands. I mean, people are laid up on their bed. You know, they're flipping through the channels. That's the way to do it. It's just like public access. That's why we make them available to you, because we want people to see the information. Sometimes you can't just have a house party and show the DVD. Sometimes you just can't go over and throw it in at a friend's house. But when people are bedridden, that's a pretty smart way to do it.
Yeah, and they have all thanked me because they were, you know, sleeping just like I was. And, you know, it woke them up. And if you could just reach one other person, you know, the message is out. And I'm glad, you know, your movies, they send out a good message. And it's great. I'm thank you again.
No, thank you, man. Be the change you want to see in the world. You know, that's why I love Luke Radowski. That's why I love WeAreChange.org. That's why I love Jonathan Elinoff. Really broke up Recreate 68 into, like, this pitiful, you know, sub-anarchist group that doesn't have the power to shut down free speech at the DNC. All right, let's jump to yet another caller. Let's go to Fred in Philly. What's on your mind, Fred?
Hey, I want to touch a few important areas, if you don't mind.
Sure.
First of all, did you know that Michael Chertoff was the sole person responsible for both the anthrax in America investigation and the 9-1-1 events?
Well, actually, yeah, I did. He was under John Ashcroft in the criminal division, of the Attorney General's office. He, absolutely. It's actually in my new movie, Fabled Enemies. We don't talk about the anthrax thing, but we do talk about him shutting down the FBI investigations into the funding of the whole thing. And when Robert Wright tried to tell his story, because he was tracking all of this Islamic terrorist money, he was basically told, Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch, that they weren't interested in his conspiracy theories. And we all know that Mr. Chertoff was later promoted to the head of Homeland Security.
Right. And I just want to basically remind people that he kept dragging his feet. He wouldn't, at press conferences, he would not talk about the progress of either investigation. There has been no official DOJ investigation of either one. Because Bush pulled him out of the bureaucracy, and it was basically a, you know, the president's investigation, based on the fact that he could run it the way he wanted, not necessarily.
Well, I mean, come on, man, look at the investigations that they did in the public. Even the congressional investigation, which is highly compromised right off the bat, because you have Porter Goss and Bob Graham heading it up, two of the people who are having breakfast with Mahmoud Ahmed. They have 27 pages redacted in it related to the foreign government sponsorship of these guys who were trained in our country at U.S. bases, man. It's totally nuts. Thank you for the call, Fred. We're going to jump to more phone calls. Alex Jones, Infowars.com right now. Check them out live at the DNC, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Do you have doubts about the stability of the dollar or your own financial future? Is a dismal growth rate or rampant inflation affecting the bottom line of your retirement savings account? Do you worry about uncontrollable economic events which could suddenly wipe out some or all of your hard-earned savings? You can turn adversity into opportunity. Individual retirement accounts and most 401ks, 403bs, SEPs, and other retirement plans can be rolled over into self-directed accounts using gold and silver. There are definitely some do's and don'ts with this rollover process, and that's where Midas Resources comes in. Call us at 1-866-323-5665 and we can help you with this process. History has shown that metals will maintain your buying power even if other financial assets are failing. It's not a question of if you'll need precious metals in your portfolio, it's a question of when. So whether you're planning for an economic rainy day or a Category 5 hurricane, the solution is the same. Call us today at 1-866-323-5665. 1-866-323-5665.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah.
I've never been with.
What do we got? New music over at the Jones Show? Jeez. Let's cut this one. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I was subbing in until Thursday, and then we're going to have a best of on Friday. There's just been some great things going on at the DNC. You can see Alex live on the Tom Martino Show right now. We've been playing clips of that live off of Infowars.com, streaming right now. Really revolutionary radio. We're taking your calls in the top of the hour after the Martino Show. Jones will be calling in. We're also going to be talking to Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. We're going to be getting into my new film, Fabled Enemies. We're going to be talking about the Israeli operatives on 9/11. We're going to be talking about the anthrax and Dr. Colonel Philip Zach. But before we get there, in these last couple minutes, let's take a few calls. Let's jump to Joel in Texas. What's on your mind, Joel?
Yeah, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, a few weeks back, it might have been about a month back, you guys did a on Infowars.com, you guys did a story on Tillman again.
Okay.
I was just reading through that, and kind of the insinuation of the article is that Tillman had been assassinated by
his own group,
right? Like fellow Rangers and stuff. And
they're point blank. I mean, look, if it was a misfire, if it was just friendly fire, you would think maybe it would be, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 yards away. But the ballistics, it shows where he was hit. It was like less than 5 feet, literally point blank range in the head. So, I mean, his parents have those questions. But continue.
No, well, the thing is that I was in 1st Ranger Battalion, so that was 2nd Ranger Battalion.
Mm-hmm.
But I went through school and everything with Pat, and so I have a little bit more information on stuff, and I'm not sure where all the information's coming out about, you know, that he was, first I heard he was like, you know, 50 feet, then I heard he was, you know, 50 yards.
Yeah, it was facticide at first.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the thing is that, you know, they try to say that they took, you know, they took his diary and stuff and everything that he was writing and all this stuff. But I mean, to be honest with you, whether or not it was Pat or whether it was me or anything, it's, we are briefed when we go over. You actually aren't allowed to write about anything that you see over there. There's certain things that are you know, considered sensitive.
Sure, it's so, just like your mail is vetted and you get the news that they want you to give you, that you listen to the Army radio station. You're not hooked into even CNN or MSNBC or any of that disinformation. You're just given what the military tells you, and you're not even supposed to write back letters that tell your position, correct?
Well, yeah. I mean, when we were there, we could watch, you know, news. They have everything like that, but I'm talking about, you can't write about missions past, present, or future until mm-hmm. you're told that you can write about that stuff. So it's considered basically top secret until you can write about it. So that's what I'm saying, whether or not it was Pat, whether it was me, whether it was another guy, they're going to take that information if they find out that you have that information. So what happened was, is after his death, they go through his stuff, and if they find, you know, sensitive stuff talking about missions, then they're going to take that stuff. And uh-huh. and that's something that everybody knows before. I mean, if I got caught writing about a mission, whether it was past, present, or future, and we weren't, you know, debriefed and told, like, you can now write about this, then it's always basically going to remain in that, you know, sector, basically, as top secret. But
Do you think they'll ever release his diaries?
I think his diaries, I mean, this is just my personal opinion, they probably destroyed it.
I don't disagree. Joel, I thank you for the phone call. We got to jump. Remember, folks, Fabled Enemies comes out on August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv. I've already encoded the DivX. It is a small file, great quality. I hope people get it through that way. You get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can watch things like Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, hundreds of other titles. If not, order the DVD at Infowars.com. Ships out September 1st. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
Stop asking questions.
questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job. How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the top of the second hour, August 25th, Tuesday, 2008. And before we take a couple more callers, and hopefully Alex will be with us in the second segment, we're going to have Mike Rivero coming up of WhatReallyHappened.com after that. And I want to let people know that Cindy Sheehan caught a phone bugger in the act at the DNC. Unbelievable. This is an excerpt from the report posted by Cindy Sheehan at the San Francisco Bay Area Independent Media Center. The most troubling thing that happened, though, when I arrived back at my hotel, we got back early because the altitude and sleeplessness were starting to take a toll on us. We did not march after the rally, so we decided to rest before the next event at 7 p.m. As I walked toward my room, I noticed that the door was open, with the security bolt blocking the complete closing of the door. I knew immediately that I had not left the door open, and I double-checked to make sure it was the right room, because as a frequent traveler, I have never been known to forget my room number, but it was the right room. I was upset, first thinking the housekeeping had made a mistake and left my room open, and I was worried that something might be missing. So I walked into my room, and bigger than life, there was a man standing by my desk, holding the room phone and a screwdriver in his hand. I immediately said, "What the hell are you doing? Are you putting a bug in my phone?" He looked like he got caught with his hand in the cookie jar and stammered and said, "No, you're having problems with the phone." Unbelievable. Just completely unbelievable. Oh, my goodness. By the way, if you don't know the call-in line, not that I'm hurting for callers, but if you want to call in, the call-in line is 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And I think there's an alternate number. It's 512-646-5400. I really think the 800 number, though, 800-259-9231. So if you're a new listener and you want to call in, please do so. All right. Let's take another couple callers before we get Alex on the line, hopefully into the next segment. Let's go to Ted in Texas. Ted, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
Have you seen the video of Gruff Jenkins and Fox News attacked at the DNC?
No, I haven't. Who's Gruff Jenkins?
Griff Jenkins. He's just a no-name reporter for them. Basically, okay. What he did was he inserted himself right in the center of a big crowd of people. And the outrageous thing for me was to see at 21 seconds in the video, either a Fox News person or a provocateur holding a child and inserting himself and the screaming child in between the camera people that were being attacked.
How old was the kid?
Couldn't have been older than 5.
Oh, my God.
You got to search this out. It's at 21 seconds in the video. It's Griff Jenkins and Fox News attacked at DNC. I just searched DNC, and it was the first Google return. But it's at 21 seconds in the video. And the other thing is they're dropping the F-bomb over and over.
Then I can't play it. That's the problem.
Yeah, no, you're not going to be able to play it, but somebody out there might be able to edit the video and, you know, get the audio out of it. But there is unmistakably a man holding a 5-year-old child and inserting himself in between the converging mob. It is unbelievable.
Now, see, I'm watching it right now, and it is pretty unbelievable. And, so this one guy is literally attacking the cameraman. That's not the way to go. You know, that's not what we're about. Listen, first of all, physical violence is never going to work. Covering your face is never going to work. We have to be open. We have to be public. We have to be peaceful. Thanks for the call, Ted. Hopefully, hopefully we can have somebody edit this up. Or I mean, it's tough on radio, folks, you know, to play something like this. Oh, it's a little girl, too. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Why are they doing this? Well, it's to make us look bad. It's to try to squelch dissent in this country. It's to try to get rid of free speech. Know what you're doing if you're going to protest. Have a purpose. All right, we'll be back with Alex Jones and Michael Rivero after this. It is the Alex Jones Show. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex is calling in just a moment. And it has just been a total and complete adventure over at the DNC. It's unbelievable. You can watch all this stuff live over at Infowars.com via Justin.tv. We're going to get to Mike Rivero, hopefully, in the next segment. He's waiting patiently on the line, whatreallyhappened.com. But I want to reiterate that this Recreate 68 group keeps saying, oh, we're not violent, we never called for violence. But again, get on your computer right now, go to recreate68.com/shieldbook.pdf. They are still hosting a ridiculous, anarchist, violent shield book where they're saying, remove barriers. Basically provocateur cops. Use trash cans. They have people dressed up in ridiculous armament. So for them to say that they're not the violent group, well, they're hosting a very violent PDF on their site. That's www.recreate68.com/shieldbook.pdf proves beyond a reasonable doubt that they were trying to provocateur violence. They couldn't get enough people out there to do so in a meaningful way to stop the rest of our free speech and dissent. And now joining us is Alex Jones, live from the DNC. Thanks for being here, Alex.
You bet, Jason. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. You sound great.
Okay, I've got the Invesco Field, one of the centers behind me. We're outside the American Presidential Experience Bach White House facility. We're just giving people a tour of the video that's up on Infowars.com right now. And, of course, for all the great Justin TV folks, you can always tune in to the radio show after I'm gone for continual coverage and some of the best guests out there. And Jason Berman's doing a fabulous job sitting in. Just want to add before I give you a rundown of what happened yesterday. It was incredible. That Fabled Enemies is coming out in just 5 days. Pre-order the DVD now. You'll be the first. It'll be prepackaged, ready to be shipped out to you on September 1st. And then in the evening of the 31st into September 1st, we're releasing Fabled Enemies at PrisonPlanet.tv. So please, folks, this film is so important. Please get it today. Now, let me just break down what happened very succinctly. And I need the listeners' help in countering this, because if we don't counter this, this will be added to the false legend or the false background they've attached to my identity. Let me just break down for everybody exactly what happened yesterday. First, we've been all over town, but the first time we engaged the anarchists in Recreate 68 was at around noon or so. Everybody heard it here on the show. We're peacefully interviewing anarchists, streaming live over the web. They're yelling at us, bullhorning me in my face, saying they were Recreate 68. 50 yards away, they're having their speaker, Ward Churchill and others, up there speaking. They start bullhorning. They say, we're causing a disturbance. There's media everywhere. Police on horses, riot police. They start shoving me, pushing me, saying that I'm causing the disturbance. And so I just say, you know what? You want to violate my First Amendment? You want to do what the cops aren't doing? The cops weren't violating my First Amendment. I said, fine, I'm just going to leave. And as I left, they shoved me some more, so I shoved one guy back. He didn't seem to like that. And then as soon as I shoved him, they went, oh, look, he shoved him. So these are provocateurs of the worst type. Then, last night, or in the evening, about 6 o'clock here, 7 o'clock Central, we go down by the Denver Mint, where they were going to go surround it. They had the federal police with their machine guns behind it. They had the Denver police around it. It's about 300 Recreate 68 people maximum. I mean, I'd say 200 were Recreate 68 and anarchist. Pretty much I'd call it an anarchist group. Almost all of them are anarchists. Now, a lot of them were fans of the show. A lot of them hate the New World Order. But the leaders are all the really rabid ones. And it was just blew me away that I would have an anarchist when I was just walking down the street would come over and start hitting me on the arm. They would come over and not hard, but just, they'd walk up and say, beautiful day in the neighborhood, beautiful day in the neighborhood. They start hitting me with a flyer, then they hit me with their knuckles. And this went on, or I'd be in a crowd just peacefully videotaping, not even talking. They'd come up and, oh, sorry, run into me and start laughing, going, Alex Jones, Alex Jones. I mean, they hate the fact that I've exposed that they're just clowns who get all the media attention because they act like these geeky clowns, and that it discredits everybody, Jason.
Absolutely.
So then all that happens, and then I've been there about 15 minutes in the main crowd down from this park right in front of the Denver Mint, and Luke Rayowski, if we are changed or whatever, he goes, that's Michelle Malkin right over there. So I go over to her, and at first I'm polite, but I go, you called for internment camps, you called for torture. And quote one of her bodyguards, one of the other bloggers she works with, it's linked on her site, comes over, he literally says, I'm big, and starts going, bumping into me with his stomach, because his chest, was sunken in, but his big belly bouncing it up against me. I shouldn't talk about it because that's too, but his is about five times mine. So it's about 6'5" guys bumping into me, thinking it's going to intimidate me. That went on and on. And then there were like these four court jesters. They were even dressed up in like clown hats who were like little neocon frat boys. And they started going, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin. And then they started screaming, Alex Jones said, kill Michelle Malkin. And
they were wearing like ridiculous berets and like putting their arm around you. And they were basically just trying to distract the issue.
But listen, here's the issue. They were with some of the allied neocon bloggers. There were about, I'd say, 12 of them, or maybe more total, with Malkin and her people and some other cameras, and they were doing some feeds as well. But the point here is they expertly started screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, and then they'd say, look, he said kill Michelle Malkin. And the Denver Post bit on it, said, I said kill Michelle Malkin. Doesn't matter that all the videos archived at InfoWars.com for free. You can see it from multiple camera angles, other people's angles. I said nothing like that. It doesn't matter if all that happened. And then I was very clear. I said, you said that InfoWars.com and myself were liars on your hot air website. You said that the Marines did not throw that puppy off the cliff, and she just looked totally guilty. Well, the Denver Post and a bunch of other newspapers got it wrong and said that, well, Alex Jones claims the Marines drowned puppies. So, see, rather than facing the fact that I exposed that she was wrong and lied and said that we were liars about them killing that puppy, and they don't care about dead Iraqi children, so we cover the puppy issue. Everybody got outraged. Now it's admitted, the Marines admitted it was a real puppy. She said it was a robot puppy that we staged, and it was fake. And instead, the Denver Post and others, it was several other papers, instead of them coming out and saying, and Alex Jones confronted her about how she denied the Marines killed that puppy, it was Alex made up that they drowned a puppy. So, see, I'm on all these videos in front of the news saying, threw the puppy off the cliff, threw the puppy off the cliff. So they build a straw man of me saying that they drowned the puppy. That way I can now be a liar because Marines didn't drown the puppy. So see, this is the type of disinformation. So now radio stations all over the country, print media, it's Alex Jones assaulted the poor, innocent Michelle Malkin. Alex Jones made up stuff about drowning puppies. Alex Jones said kill her. Doesn't matter how many videos there are. Doesn't matter how much proof there is, because these people are about lies. They are about deception. That's who they are. But I want to make clear, her people were shoving me. They grabbed Rob Jacobson's with his $10,000 rig camera. They grabbed it. They got very, very violent with it. They were shoving on Aaron. And the next time he shoved me, I did shove him, and then he played like it was really a hard shove and went, oh, and like fell back, and they said, he pushed me. So, I mean, these people are despicable. They're obviously trained in this, but imagine their own people screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, and then screaming next, he said, kill her! And that's all on clear videos now. I talked to Paul Watson about an hour and a half ago before I went on Tom Martino on the top show here in Denver. Paul has now identified, and yes, it's clear, they're the ones screaming it, and they tried to frame me with it. Now, this isn't like German Talis, where they could assault him and then claim he attacked somebody in a wheelchair. Thank God we had video cameras, or that's exactly what they'd be saying. They'd say that I had, you know, beaten some girl in a wheelchair or something, or beat up an old lady.
Well, I mean they already have the Recreate 68 guy saying that, you know, Falcon is a true patriot, and you're the true provocateur.
The they say I'm a provocateur. They say I started it. They screamed out, she's a patriot. They were helping her. This is what I'm talking about. You have the left and the right working together in deception and deceit. And Recreate 68 will never tell you what they're about. Never stop the war. Never stop the FEMA camps. It's all just, look, there's other good demonstrations. There's the Falun Gong. There's other groups that are much bigger than them. Clean cut, happy families, whatever. This group is meant to get all the attention. I don't know if it's by design, but they're meant to act like clowns. They're meant to act like fools. They act like complete and total morons so that all other demonstrations are discredited. So that the media can give them 90%+ of the coverage internationally, these clowns get it. And, man, when we show up on public streets, they get pissed because they do not want us to get any of the media attention. Frankly, I don't even like going down around these things. They got demonstrations going on right now. I'm not even going to. We could go in there right now and basically, you know, have them, they would come attack us. That would become the media spectacle, and then they'll say that it's us attacking them. But I want to be clear. They talked about how they're nonviolent. They've attacked Rob. They've attacked Aaron. They've attacked myself. They come up. They punch you. They push you. Their favorite thing is to elbow you in the ribs. And then if you push them back or even say stop it, they start screaming, no, don't be violent. No, 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 don't be bad. Don't do that. He's hitting me. I mean, these people are sick. And they're dead. I mean, let me tell you, Malkin's people and the Recreate liberals, they all behave the same, just different rhetoric. You know, they're saying a little bit different issues, but the disinformation, the spin, the games, it's all about deception. And I guess that's why we're getting all the attention here and really shaking all these groups up, is because, as George Orwell said, in a time of universal deceit, or in a time, what's the exact quote, Rob?
In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act, Alex.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I actually sell an Infowars.com t-shirt that has it on. I'm just so fried.
And I wear that shirt.
If you ever get so tired, then you can't sleep. But yes, yes. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's all we're doing out here. And look, other events, we've seen the cops be bad. We've seen provocateurs. We've seen this happen. The Denver police, as far as I can tell, are not in on the provocateuring. You know, other police departments have. We know the feds have. But they don't need to now. They just bring in this foundation group, Recreate 68, 300 of them. They act like clowns, discredit all the protesters, and then lie and demonize everybody.
Absolutely, Alex. And we'll be back after this with yourself and Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. You can see it live over at Infowars.com, streaming at the DNC.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom. We live in a world of vanishing privacy. The added threat of invisible radio waves sending out personal information to anyone willing to receive them makes our privacy as citizens even less secure. The RFID tags and ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker, available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com offers simple, affordable personal protection. Many countries, including the U.S., have begun to institute RFID in passports. Why take a chance? This is your personal information. Protect yourself. ProSpy.com also offers a complete selection of spy gear and security equipment, including bug detectors, camera finders, countermeasure equipment, and night vision gear. ProSpy.com is your source for high-quality spy and security equipment. Visit us online at ProSpy.com. That's ProSpy.com today.
All right, folks, we're back. Let's not waste any time with this bumper music. I mean, there's just too much thunder and lightning going on with Alex Jones live at the DNC right now, and we've got Michael Rivera also patiently holding on the line. Let's get Michael's take on the DNC and see if he has any questions for Alex. Michael, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm definitely there, and I've been following on the videos and the online streams with what Alex is going through with Michelle Malkin and with this Recreate 68 group. I think these are the same people. They used to call themselves Rent-A-Ruckus, and they are paid professional disruptors, and they're basically following the same model that the FBI used to do back in the COINTELPRO days back in the 60s when the goal was to make pro-peace, anti-Vietnam War demonstrators look as bad as possible for the media. And, the tactics have not changed. This is exactly what they used to do. This group, in fact, we need to find out who pays for them and who runs them, but in all probability, they've at least been trained by some of the old COINTELPRO people from back in the 1960s because they're acting exactly like the FBI informants used to do.
Absolutely. Alex?
Let me just throw this out, and I'm going to let you go. Come up in about an hour and a half is a 9/11 Truth March, so I'll call in live with that. We'll also have the live feed up on Infowars.com. I want to thank Mike Rivera for coming on. Mike, I need your help, and I need everybody else's help, getting the videos out that show that I didn't say kill Michelle Malkin and that her people said that and then said, look, he said kill her. I mean, this is really a sick hoax they've now put out. It's being picked up by a lot of radio shows and things, and they just get away with this over and over again. Well, they obviously haven't gotten over that much yet, but they're totally discredited with most people now. But it's just so dastardly and so sick. So I'd like to get Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com's analysis of that end, because both Michelle Malkin and her cadre and the anarchist were using the same tactics of just totally lying and making stuff up.
Mike?
Well, like I said, that's definitely a tactic that comes out of COINTELPRO, and I've already put up your videos at whatreallyhappened.com to get the story out, to basically just show, let people decide for themselves, how the confrontation with Michelle Malkin went. It's very obvious she was just trying to ignore you and blow you off in the whole situation. But yes, these Rent-A-Ruckus people, they're following
the
same
order. They were for her. They said Michelle Malkin is a great American and started attacking me.
Yeah, but again, it's the same tactics from COINTELPRO, and I would not be surprised if this group does have direct links to the U.S. government.
Oh, I think it's absolutely obvious. I mean, they've sat there and parroted saying, we're not a violent group. Well, again, they are hosting a quote-unquote shieldbook.pdf on recreate.68.com/shieldbook, where they're literally calling for people to mask their face, wear helmets,
bring shields, and throw red paint. Regardless, I've had them rough me up and everybody else up, and so it's all on record. I'm going to let you guys get back to work. I'll call in later with another report.
All right, thanks for joining us, Alex. And remember, you can see the live video stream right now over at Infowars.com. Kind of revolutionary radio, eh, Mike?
Absolutely, and we're seeing a whole revolution right now where the old corporate media and government control of information is definitely on the wane, and the Internet and alternative media, we're transforming the world just as dramatically as Gutenberg did with movable type, and the ruling structures are reacting exactly the same way now that they did way back then, but in the long run, the truth is going to get out, the people are going to realize that there are other sources of information that are more accurate, and they're just going to turn their backs on the government and the corporate media because they're going to recognize it's just been a lot of lies and deception and control.
I'm with you 100%, and I kind of wanted to get your take on them announcing Joseph Biden as the Democratic nominee for vice president. I mean, this guy is a CFR guy. He's got ties to the Bush administration. He knows full well about the New World Order, speaking about it, writing articles about it in the Wall Street Journal. Why do you think they chose this guy, and was it a smart move on their behalf?
I think it was a smart move in the context that if Obama had not named an ardent pro-Zionist as his vice president, then Hillary would still have funding and support to challenge his nomination here at the convention. But since the Zionists in Israel are going to get what they want anyway, regardless of whether it's Hillary or Biden, then I think Hillary's support has kind of evaporated, and I know we've started this convention with indications Hillary might still try and grab something during the floor vote Wednesday, but this morning we're beginning to see indications that her support isn't there, that a lot of her delegates have abandoned her and gone over to Obama, and that she just is not really going to be able to mount a significant challenge. Of course, she's still a woman very much driven by her anger, and everybody's working to try and calm her down. But I think that was a big reason that Obama went with Biden. I think Obama knew, as did most of us, that if he actually named Hillary as his vice president, he was not likely to survive his first term in office. So he went with the safer choice, which was Biden.
And Biden has really been vying for the presidency now in the last two elections in the Democratic primaries. He's a guy that's well aware of what's going on in the world, and he ain't a good guy. I mean, he knows about the RFID technology. He asked Roberts about it when he became a member of the Supreme Court. So, you know, I'm very suspect of Joseph Biden. I don't think he's a good guy. I think he's a slick talker, and many Americans are going to fall for this Obama-Biden ticket. Go check out the live stream over at Infowars.com right now. We'll be back. PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code 500 to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in through Thursday of this week, and then Friday we're going to play a best of. You can watch the live streaming video over at Infowars.com. And we have Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com on the line. Michael was gracious enough to give me an interview for my upcoming film, Fabled Enemies, that hits PrisonPlanet.tv on August 31st and chips out September 1st. From the bunker here in Austin, Texas. So I want to play Trailer 2 right now for that, and talk to Michael about his participation in the film.
News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they are in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have the suspect who has risen from throwing the van and then exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. It is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States, the largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
All right, there it is. Again, August 31st, you can see it on high quality at prisonplanet.tv. We'll probably be dropping it somewhere late afternoon. Mike, why don't you tell people about your, I mean, you interviewed yourself for it. I wrote the questions down, but your participation in it and the topics that we discuss.
Well, basically, one of the problems with living out here in Hawaii, and I know it's going to come across as very kind of weird for people that I would have a complaint about living out here in Hawaii, but we are very far from the mainland. It makes it very difficult to get over there to attend public events and to be interviewed. So what we generally do is, again, as you indicated, you wrote out the questions. I set up my own camera and in my living room and basically shot myself responding to the questions. And you did a masterful job of editing it all together, so it leaves out all the times I stammer and stutter and lose my place in the script.
The magic of Final Cut.
Yeah, absolutely. The ultimate issue, though, is that this is a huge, huge scandal, and because of what you were saying before, the mainstream corporate media has lost the battle for the minds of America. The high ground is now on the internet and the alternative media, and because of that, people are understanding, first of all, that there is something that needs to be looked into there, that we already know we were lied into the war in Iraq, and now everybody's saying, what else have we been lied to about? And they're willing to accept that they've been lied to about a lot of things. They're willing to accept that the government spends huge amounts of money to deceive them. And in I want to kind of get back to what's going on in Denver right now, because this whole Recreate 68 group is supposed to be, you know, coming back from, you know, the Chicago 7 and the 68 Democratic Convention, and that may be more appropriate a name than they want to let on, because what most people don't know is that Rennie Davis, Tom Hayden, and the others who became the Seven were being funded by federal money. It was channeled to about $192,000 in federal money, $85,000 from the Carnegie Foundation, acting as a conduit for CIA. It was all run through a front group called the Chicago Student Health Organization. And basically, these radical, violent groups are creations of the government that are used to justify, first of all, marginalizing dissent, and eventually, you know, increase police presence and crackdown, you know, on those darn dirty hippies, to quote Ronald Reagan. And I remember when I was in college, and this is giving my age away here, but through their campus informants, and for you young kids listening to this broadcast, yes, the FBI has informants on every college campus in America. And using those informants back in the 60s, they organized a multi-campus peace march against the Vietnam War, ostensibly to take place in front of the Disneyland theme park in Anaheim. Once the march was underway, the organizers, again, the FBI undercover informants, got everybody cranked up and angry and said, they're ignoring us, let's go inside, left the turnstiles, went into the Disneyland park, caused a lot of property damage. The newspapers were there taking pictures of it. The National Guard showed up. The next day it was on every newspaper in America how those darn peace marchers had trashed Disneyland, totally discredited the anti-war movement and allowed the Vietnam War to continue for another 2 years, 60,000 Americans dead, complete military political disaster, all on orders from the Nixon White House and carried out by the FBI. And they're still playing the same dirty games today.
I have to agree with you there, and I think that the only reason that they didn't get masses there under this Recreate 68 guise is because of the work that Jonathan Elanoff over at We Are Change Colorado did, because of the work that Alex Jones did, exposing them so that they were kind of marginalized. Instead of thousands, there were hundreds, but that doesn't stop Fox News for showing the 100 protesters that got arrested, for showing their gross tactics where they're, we've got one, we can't play it here, but Griff Jenkins and Fox News actually try to interview some of these people, and they are physically assaulted. The cameraman is physically assaulted, pushed out of the crowd. So is the anchorman. And this makes us look like animals. This makes the true voice of dissent and the real issues look like they don't matter, and the people that are for these issues are just crazies. And that's what they want to put forth to the American people.
Well, I think the bottom line is, you know, it worked back in the 1960s. Is it going to work today? I don't think so. As you said, they didn't get the crowd there they wanted to get, mm-hmm. and Fox News can put this on the air, but it doesn't mean anybody's watching, and we already know that Fox News viewership is in decline, the major newspaper readership is in decline, the audiences are coming over to your show, your website, my website. Our numbers are continuing to climb at a time when most big city newspapers are having to let staff go. So the bottom line is they're still playing the games by the rules that worked back at the height of the Cold War, before there was an internet, and they don't get it that they're dealing with a population that is far more sophisticated, far more educated, far more suspicious and skeptical than was the norm back in the 1950s and 60s. And even this stupid attempt to bring back the Cold War by demonizing Russia is not getting any traction today.
Absolutely. And, you know, all the papers are still saying that Russia is the aggressor, the bear is back, and that poor little Georgia, when we in fact know that, you know, U.S. and Israeli special forces were in Georgia for quote-unquote drills. They were moving in all this equipment. And then they attack South Ossetia, and the Russians come in to basically stop the ethnic cleansing. They actually get a 12-year-old American girl from San Francisco out of there. She goes on Fox News. She lets the cat out of the bag. And then the next day, I watch Saakashvili on Glenn Beck, you know, the standard doublespeak, even talking about doublespeak and Orwellian doublethink. But then he really shows his true colors in the final segment when he relays that he's part of the New World Order. By that verbiage, he says, this is about the future of Europe, this is about the future of the New World Order, and Russia doesn't want that. So you know Saakashvili is under their thumb. I mean, for instance, he's been trying to get into NATO. He sent the third largest amount of troops into Iraq for our benefit, something like 3,000 troops out there. So, I mean, it's a very thin veil that is being exposed because of sites like yours and ours.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. Just today, the U.S. government has announced they will rebuild Georgia's military. I mean, that's basically an admission that this whole war by Georgia against Russia was our idea to begin with, because we're going to go in there and use taxpayer dollars to replace everything that was lost.
Absolutely. Let's take a few callers. Let's go to Thorne in Colorado. Thorne, something for Mike or myself?
Hey, boss. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Hey, everything that all you guys are doing out there, keep representing, brothers. This goes out to the Mountain Grown community. We've got, 6 servers. We've been sponsoring everything that all you guys have done for the last 6 years. And we're honored to have a few other servers out there promoting a lot of your links and backing up everything that you got to say. And we've got over 235 of our staff members here that are, I mean, just totally 100% behind what you guys are doing. And I'm located right outside the Gunnison Mountains, right on the backside of Aspen, Colorado. And so I got a lot of friends and everything down there that got a lot more info on this.
Well, I went down to Denver in February, and I was quite shocked to see what a beautiful city it was and how aware a lot of people were. I was on, like, the mainline radio station there with a guy called Uncle Nasty, who everybody seemed to know. And, you know, he was agreeing with us. He was a Ron Paul guy. So it's because of hard work like yours and others out there that just want to be info warriors that we're able to progress. I thank you for the call. I mean, it is vitally important, Mike, that everybody that can get involved does get involved. We all have great power. We all have special skills. I mean, the skills that you have with whatreallyhappened.com, I mean, you've put together a website now that has been up for, what, something like over a decade that has consistently had great information and has only grown. You know, other people can do this if they have the will. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. And even if they don't want to bother with the website, the most important thing people can do is just talk about what they're thinking and feeling and knowing with everybody around them. Because when you speak out, you're going to give other people around you the courage to speak out. And one of the biggest lies the government is trying to put out all the time is that people who don't agree with the government are a fringe minority. They don't matter. They're kooks. You don't want to hang out with them. That's the reason for this Recreate 98, is to make people who don't agree with the government look bad. But every time you speak out, you're going to find yourself, you're in a room of people who really do think the same way you do, and they were all staying silent because they thought they were the only one. So when you speak out, you let them know they're not alone, and you give them the courage so that they go and speak out. And this is how consensus gets built.
Absolutely. And we've got Alex Jones back on the line from the DNC. Alex?
Yeah, I just had Fox News call me, Fox TV, Fox Radio, and ask why I'm saying kill Michelle Malkin. They said, why did you say murder her? And I told the lady, I said, be very careful. And they said, well, it's already out. If you just type into Google, I have a bunch of news sources. Alex Jones says kill Michelle Malkin. I need all the listeners' help to contact all these blogs, all these news sites, and let them know, because they are really going to try to demonize us all with this new hoax. This is what you do when you say torture's good, secret arrest is good, secret camps are good, the Marines didn't kill the puppy. This is what you do when you're a pile of crap, is that you lie and say that somebody is calling for your death. And it's all on the videos that I didn't say that. I need Paul Watson on this now. Headline, you know, Michelle Malkin and friends launch huge hoax, say Alex Jones said killer, because they can't respond to the real facts. Mike Rivero, I mean, I need everybody to hit this hard. I'm begging you for help to analyze this, because you're well-respected, because they're really trying to give us all a black eye with this, with a new huge hoax. But we can really catch them with their pants down. I mean, what do you recommend, Mike Rivero? I mean, I need everybody's help here. This is a huge hoax they're launching.
Well, I think what you're doing is absolutely the right thing. I've already got the Michelle Malkin video up on my website. I'm going to go back and add some commentary to it. Yeah, everybody needs to go out and start posting stories saying, once again, the corporate media is caught in a lie. They're claiming that Alex Jones said kill Michelle Malkin. He didn't say it. It is on the videotape. And we just need to rub it in their faces. Because when they get the idea that the joke ain't working, then the hoax ain't working, that's when they'll stop.
I agree with you. And again, these individuals left with her. There was like three neocon blogs. It's all the ones that she plugs on her site. Put pajamas and some other stupid ones. And they had these frat boys with them posing as anarchists, doing stupid stuff for her cameras, for stage photos with her. I don't know if they're in cahoots, but they all left together. And they would scream, kill Michelle Malkin, kill her, and then they would scream, why are you saying kill her, and put cameras on me. And so I would then say, what are you talking about? You just said that. So they're just complete bastards. I mean, they are so dishonest. They're so used to an American people that are dumbed down and believe anything. And I think this is why the mainstream media is imploding, and even their little allied blog sites, because, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if these people weren't hirelings, because, I mean, hell, we know Homeland Security is the main advertiser. Literally, Homeland Security, I was on Michelle Malkin's websites last night, is her main and almost sole advertiser. So if they're frickin' government-funded right in front of everybody, running around saying I'm calling for her death. She already had nutcases after it happened last night come up to me on the street and start threatening me for being mean to that sweet little Michelle Malkin. And these people have slandered and libeled and defamed me, but not just me, folks. They're defaming all 9/11 truthers. They're saying 9/11 truthers call for the death of Michelle Malkin. These people are disgusting. They're pulling a false flag on us right now. I had people in our own movement pull a false flag on me last week when I could care less about the stuff they're doing. I went completely away from all of them. Point is, I am being attacked from every side with false flags, ladies and gentlemen. They are pulling false flags on us.
Alex, can I make a suggestion?
Yes.
Okay, if I were sitting in your place, I would definitely consider a lawsuit against one of the media outlets that says that you said murder Michelle Malkin or kill Michelle Malkin and dare them to produce a video clip of you actually doing that. And if they can't, now you may not win the lawsuit because they've got more lawyers than you do, but it's going to make your name a household name. They're going to have to respond to it publicly. It's a huge opportunity to get this thing in front of people who otherwise would never see it.
I mean, they don't care. They say that they didn't kill that dog. They still say we're lying about that. And when the Marine Corps admits it, I mean, they're just unbelievably deceptive. I know, Mike, I'm just trying to finish films, make films, do radio shows, interview great folks like you. I just have to sue people. I guess I have to sue some locals. I have to, who are like trying to blackmail and call police on people and stuff and set people up. And I guess I've got to sue them too. My God, we're under attack, folks. We need support and help. Maybe I'll do a poll on the website if people think I should spend the money they've donated or given to us by buying products to sue them. I can't believe how evil these people are. You know, every time I think they won't sink lower, they sink lower. Just, Mike, you're well respected. Analyze this. Help me, everybody, Burmese listeners, help us all, because we're under attack. I'm going to let you go back. God bless you, gentlemen.
All right, Mike Rivera, what is your assessment of the situation?
Well, one of the problems that we're dealing with is you and I and Alex and all of the 9/11 truthers and the people who come to our websites, we are moral citizens. We have spent our entire lives believing that you tell the truth, that you give other people a fair shot at the First Amendment rights, that everybody is supposed to be heard. Unfortunately, we get this mindset called the true believer. And these are people who truly believe they know what's best for the country over anybody else, and this gives them a right to play by a different set of rules, to lie, cheat, and steal, sometimes even murder, because they serve a higher purpose or a higher law or a higher whatever it is they want to come up with. But they really convince themselves that everything that they do along these lines is really okay because it's for a greater good that they themselves have defined as the direction the nation should go in. And this is what happened when we had Nixon with his best and brightest, and they were breaking the laws left and right. They did the whole Watergate break-in, the sabotage of the Democratic primaries, because they truly believed they were what's best for the country, and therefore they were justified in breaking the rules to put their agenda forward. And what we're seeing with this Recreate 98 group is exactly the same thing. They're behaving the way they do because they think it's justified by whatever.
All right, we'll be back after this. Infowars.com.
Thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring Counter Assault Bear Deterrent and Mace Brand Animal Repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Hey, Clyde.
What's up, Bonnie?
Well, I got a question about those shielded secure sleeves from Identity Stronghold.
Yeah, the sleeves that block us from stealing account numbers from the new credit cards with RFID chips. What about them?
Well, I mentioned them to our friends, and they want info on purchasing the secure sleeves.
Aw, Bonnie. If everyone starts hearing about the Secure Sleeve, it'll destroy our plan to steal credit card numbers at the mall with my new RFID reader.
I know, but these are friends, Clyde. They promised not to tell anyone else.
I guess you're right. That's what friends are for, I suppose. Tell them they can get a 5-pack of Secure Sleeves that will fit credit cards and driver's licenses for $19.95. And Identity Stronghold also has a 3-pack of Secure Sleeves for passport books for $14.95.
And where do they buy them?
They can buy them online or get a mail-in order form at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com. Okay, well, what if they don't have the internet?
They can call 1-800-610-2770. That's 800-610-2770.
Thanks, Clyde.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'll be sitting in until Thursday. Final segment with Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com. We've been talking about Recreate 68, the DNC, the Provocateurs, Michelle Malkin, and Alex Jones. We played some of that on the show in the first hour. And, of course, they're trying to say that Alex Jones called for Michelle Malkin's death when, of course, he didn't call for her death. He called for people to realize that she is saying put Americans in internment camps, trying to deny that our soldiers kill puppies. Folks, they kill a lot worse, okay? They really do feel like they're above the law, especially the Blackwater types. I mean, there's video out there of troops listening to Elvis as they gun down the cars behind them with, you know, they have no idea who's in those cars. Those cars are hundreds of yards away, and they literally open machine gun fire. And that's what's really going on. That is the real deal. We have Blackwater now openly opening up a security and intelligence arm. It's not just, you know, about them marching down, helping troops or helping, quote unquote, private investors. Now they're going to be, quote unquote, gathering intelligence. I mean, this was an intelligence op from the beginning in order for them to have their own privatized armies that will come in and kill us if necessary. Mike?
Well, absolutely. We're seeing a tremendous amount of abuse within our own country, and it's very obvious that a government that is willing to simply ignore the rules of international of warfare, international law of warfare, they're not going to be respecting their own laws here in the United States, and we've seen that with Bush declaring the Constitution to be a blankety-blank piece of paper. We certainly have seen the very real-world ramifications of his attitude. The First Amendment is now confined to free speech zones. The Fourth and Fifth Amendments are all but gone. They're reading our emails without warrants. They're listening to our phone calls without warrants. The FBI has just been given authority to conduct investigations on anybody without justification. They don't have to prove suspicion. They don't have to prove reasonable cause. They can just say we're investigating anybody we feel like, anytime we feel like, and just go in on fishing expeditions to try and find something we can use to bludgeon them with or intimidate them with to keep them in line and going along with what the government says. And, folks, that's a dictatorship. When the government is hunting through your life to find things they can use to control you with, that is a dictatorship.
I'm with you 100%, and it obviously is a dictatorship. And the bill that you're talking about, you know, some false left-right guys like Russ Feingold and Ted Kennedy, yeah, right, he's on our side, are speaking out against it. But this one literally says that they can create a profile on you, go and conduct interviews with your neighbors, not representing themselves as law enforcement, FBI, Homeland Security, or anything, just representing themselves as a normal person, and seeing if the neighbors want to throw you under the bus. And then if they do want to throw you under the bus, they're going to be an FBI asset, a Homeland Security asset. And it is literally a new Stasi force they're going to use on American citizens who are not suspected of doing anything, Mike.
Yeah, that's absolutely it, and you name them correctly. It's a whole new Stasi, or if you prefer, it's the Gestapo, and that's exactly what it is. And all I can imagine is that our president's grandfather must have filled George's head full of all kinds of good stories about it was his German business partner and what great ideas he had, and said, you know, that Adolf fella almost pulled it off, and you really ought to give it a try and see if you can make it work, because that sure seems to be what he's doing.
Well, what do you feel about Obama going to Berlin and talking about, quote-unquote, global citizenship? And in the future, the global citizen will have to do more, not less, Mike. Well, before I was doing this, I was working 60 hours a week to barely push out 24 G's a year to, you know, rent a house and maybe be able to eat all week. I mean, more, not less. This is insanity.
I would agree with you, and this gets back to that quote from George Bush where he's talking to that divorcee who's working three jobs, And he's saying, well, that's fantastic. That's truly American, you know. And then he makes jokes about, are you getting enough sleep? And, you know, our entire political leadership, Republican and Democrat, they seem to view Americans as just a population to be flogged to work harder and taxed more. They really do view us as an unending source of wealth.
All right, thanks, Mike. It's whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com. Thanks for joining us again, Mike.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, it is the top of the third hour. I am Jason Burma, subbing in for Alex until Thursday. Alex has been joining us throughout the show. You can watch live streaming or archive streams from the DNC over at Infowars.com. Red Beckman, a legendary patriot, will be joining us at the beginning of the next segment. Mr. Beckman is the author of many books, you know, on the 16th Amendment never being ratified, on the IRS, and you know, the illegalities of a federal income tax. So we're going to be getting into that shortly. But before that, I would like to play my Joseph Biden teaser trailer that we played, I believe it was on Friday. But Joseph Biden, just named to the Democratic vice presidential nominee, and of course knew about the Pakistani funding of the hijackers in the United States, the same hijackers that were trained at U.S. bases. All right, let's hit the clip.
Senator Joe Biden, who had also met with the head of the Pakistani ISI, would have harsh words on the Senate floor.
And the word should go out to those who pretend that they wish to be our friends that they're going to have to make some very difficult choices. Pakistan in particular is going to have to make a very difficult choice very soon. Words will not be sufficient. Actions will be demanded.
When Biden was confronted, he confirmed his meeting with Ahmed, saying Pakistani intelligence was indeed funding the Taliban.
In the days following 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistani ISI, General Mohad Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Saeed Sheikh to wire $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan, and why wasn't he questioned, and why were you meeting with him?
I met with him to deliver a message that if he didn't stop supporting the Taliban, we would take him out.
Why did we let him go? We let him fly freely. We never investigated him. We never even looked into him.
Look, there's a thing called diplomatic passports. We did not arrest Khrushchev when he came.
But he financed the hijackers, and let him go,
way,
and he's free.
These guys
he hijacked hijackers.
No one knew he financed the hijackers.
It's wired. It's reported.
He would later state that the information was indeed classified.
How did you know the ISI was helping the Taliban, sir? How did you know they're helping him? Is it classified?
All right, folks, so there it is. Fabled Enemies drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to be putting out a couple more teasers and one more trailer on continuity of government later on in the week. I guess before we go to the next segment with Red Beckman, author of The Law That Never Was, The Fraud of the 16th Amendment, and more. We'll take one more caller. Hopefully, let's see where we at. Robert in Texas, are you still there, Robert? Robert?
I'm here.
All right, what's on your mind, man?
Well, two comments. The first thing with Mike Rivero, he was talking about how the whole idea of discrediting the movement through using the anarchists.
Sure.
And I agree with that, but even if they can't discredit the movement like they did in the 60s, it still provides cover, I think, for the police to get away with just about anything they want. I'm sure you probably already covered this morning, because I didn't hear the first part of the show, but I'm sure you're aware that they've already had, the police have already been using batons and pepper spray, and at the Denver convention, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you go to loosechange901.com, we posted some of the crazier stuff in the first day there. And then on top of that, I mean, the police, although, you may say they've been violent in those instances, have been pretty restrained daytime. If you watch the 100 protesters or so that got arrested, they were anarchists. They were provocateuring the police. The police weren't hitting on them. I'm no fan of them being in black uniforms or whatever, but they haven't broken out the rubber bullets. They haven't broken out the microwave guns, which make you feel like you're on fire and run away. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt before absolute chaos erupts. I thank you for the call, Robert. Red Beckman in the next segment. Remember, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back, and we're with kind of a legend in the Patriot movement. He is the author of Walls in Our Minds and The Law That Never Was, The Fraud of the 16th Amendment and the Personal Income Tax Volume 1. Does a lot of lectures. We're going to give him the opportunity to give a little biography for listeners not familiar with him. Thanks for joining us, Red.
Good to be here.
So for
Good
our listeners,
to be with you.
Well, thank you, man. For the listeners that don't know who you are, why don't you tell us your odyssey? You've been involved in this for many, many years.
Well, I've been very much involved ever since I got out of the military in 1952. While I was in the military, I got quite an education as to how our government was functioning at that point. And I didn't like what I seen and what I heard, but I was laboring under the same handicap that most Americans are, because I had gone to a government school, graduated from high school, a government high school, and so for many years I tried to make the system work the way they taught me in those government schools, and eventually I came to the point where I understood that I had been miseducated, I had been propagandized, I had been taken advantage of, my gullibility, and the fact that we put way too much trust in government. And so for the last 35 years or better, I have been very much an activist in trying to inform my fellow Americans of the precarious situation that we're in. And of course, it is becoming more precarious almost as the days go by, except I was on Alex's show about 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. and the response we received was so gratifying. It was so exciting for me because it was the greatest response I've ever had from a talk show, and I've done many, many, I guess hundreds of them, over the years, and I found that there are more frustrated, angry Americans today than we've ever seen in a long, long time. Probably never before have
Absolutely.
We seen so many frustrated Americans, and they're frustrated because they don't know what to do to clean up the mess that has been created for us, the political quagmire that we're in. And so that gives me a little more reason for being optimistic. I've always been an optimist, and I've always been solution-oriented. I didn't become active in the freedom movement until I understood the answers and where we had gone astray and how we had been miseducated, misled, and so where I was able to communicate with my fellow Americans as to what we need to do to get our country back on track and, again, have the rule of law in this country.
Absolutely. Bring back the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and I'm so warmed to hear that you had a great response. I mean, Alex Jones has just done an incredible job in waking up the masses to this false left-right paradigm. I want to get into how you became an author. When did you decide to, you know, write this on paper, try to reach the masses, and then what was probably the medium of its day, books? I really feel like the medium of the day today is really movies and even YouTube lectures and things like that. I think you reach a lot more people that way. But back then, I mean, in the late 70s, early 80s, books were really the way to reach a wider audience. So what made you decide to become an author?
Well, I have a little different observation to make.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the 70s, we started using television.
Mm-hmm.
We produced television specials back in Montana, and we really shook up a lot of people, a lot of politicians and such, People kept telling me, they said, you have to write a book. You have to put this down in a book where people can read this information. And, of course, that was the last thing I ever wanted to do, was write a book. And then I had an experience where a fellow came to one of our seminars. We had several hundred people there, and this fellow was a hard money man. He was had a very large business, gold and silver and such. And then he told me, he said, I go to every international monetary conference there is, and he said, I've never heard anyone that could hold an audience like you. And he says, I've heard the best speakers in the business. And here I had been trying to get someone to ghostwrite for me, and I hadn't had any luck at that. And so I thought about this for several months, and then I told my missus, I said, you know, I said, Charlie told me that I can hold an audience better than most people. And I said, if I sit down and if I write like I speak, then perhaps I can hold the attention of a reader. And I sat down and I wrote the book Born Again Republic in about 2 weeks. And I didn't know anything about book printing or anything, so I made some mistakes. But I published that book, and that book, that was in the fall of 1980, and that book is still in print. And it holds people's attention quite well, very well, I guess. And so that started something, and of course I published a couple, three more shortly thereafter. One book, I let it go out of print, and that was Due Unto the IRS As They Would Do Unto You. And I may have to go back and reprint that one, because we're getting still getting calls for it. And then, of course, I printed the book The Church Deceived, which is still in print and will stay in print. And the IRS and the Black Robe Cover Up, and I wrote the book Walls in Our Minds in 1989, 1990 is when I first published it, and then in 1997 I published the book Why the Militia, and that book it sold well, but it hasn't gotten near the coverage that it should. And because it has some tremendous ideas and thought in there, and I explain the Constitution and our system of our political system as designed by the founders. I explain it as no one has ever explained it, and I started with the television, and we had great results with it. We ran on the satellite. We had programs on the satellite in 1986, and that worked quite well. But it became too expensive, and we just haven't produced much in the way of television now for some time, other than a DVD that I produced last year with Pat Shannon. A lot of people know Pat Shannon. He's an associate editor for America Free Press. I've known Pat for many years, and so the television is very effective, but it got too expensive for us to run the television like we did back in the late 70s and the early 80s. And we just we couldn't make it pay off. But in the late 70s, it was so interesting because we didn't have cable, we didn't have satellite, and in Montana, we had the only thing that people could get was their antenna, and they had to be in range, and there'd usually be just two channels, one or two channels is all. And that was ideal. We had tremendous coverage and tremendous results, too.
Absolutely. And, truly a pioneer of your day. And you continue to do these types of radio shows. Do you have a website right now?
No, I don't. I'm pushing 80, and as I left a message on the email for Alex, I have health problems that limit my activities, my moving around, and so my activities at this point are I do a lot of phone conversations with people around the country who are having problems with the Internal Revenue Service. And, of course, as I said on the last show, we've developed a letter that with some content that is really it's stopping the IRS for the most part, dead in their tracks. And I think we're going to see a lot more of this kind of thing where people are doing their research, they're doing their homework, and a lot of them out there, they know the IRS code better than anybody in the Internal Revenue Service or in the Department of Justice. And, of course, the key is that we now know how to control the federal judiciary. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing. And when I first got into this, it became very clear to me in the very beginning back in the 70s, mid-70s, that our problem with the Internal Revenue Service is that the federal judges, the federal courts, have created a domestic terrorist organization.
All right, hold it right there, Red Beckman. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Remember, DNC live streaming at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in through Thursday, and then we're going to do a best of the week over on Friday. Lots of new bumper music. I'm not sure if I'm digging that one either. I'll tell you, the Sunday show had some hot bumper music. Anyway, we are with Red Beckman, a legend in the Patriot movement, and he is the author of Born Again Republic, The Law That Never Was, The Fraud of the 16th Amendment, and Personal Income Tax, and, of course, Walls in Our Minds. And just so you know, Red, Do Unto the IRS as They Would Do Unto You is still available at Amazon.com. Despite it being out of print, it'll run you about $25 plus shipping, but you can still get that book, which is really a testament to your body of work. So why don't you go on? You were talking about this criminal organization that is the IRS.
Yes. The IRS is a domestic terrorist organization today, and they were created by the federal judiciary. And the federal judiciary, the founders of this country, they were more concerned about the federal judiciary being a problem. They did not see the legislative and executive branches being that much of a problem, but they really understood how dangerous the judiciary would become. And Thomas Jefferson addressed it quite strongly. And really tried to advise us to be very careful and very protective of our rights, because the judges would take the power and misuse it. Now I just looked in my book here, Why the Militia, and here's one of the things that I said. This has been out 11 years. We were taught the U.S. Supreme Court would interpret the Constitution and Bill of Rights. The 9 justices of the Supreme Court are all lawyers and government employees. These 9 lawyers have a paycheck that is evidence of a conflict of interest. Anyone who would trust 9 government-paid lawyers to protect their freedoms from government is suffering from a bad case of propaganda poisoning.
Well, I absolutely agree with you there. I mean, we've put really the government's power into such a consolidated few people's hands, and now with 9/11, I mean, we just passed such nightmarish legislation that it was really the beginning of the end, not even the beginning of the end, but really the last death march for the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And even this week, it's gone even further. They've announced that they now will be spying on citizens with no provocation, no cause, no suspicion whatsoever, and then they're going to be doing cold interviews, not representing themselves as FBI, CIA, IRS, Homeland Security, with their neighbors. And then if their neighbors want to turn on them, then they'll offer them a little bit of scratch and they can be part of the new Stasi force in America.
This is where we the people, if we can get ourselves re-educated, first we have to deprogram ourselves. We have to recognize that we have been duped, we have been misled, we have been misinformed, we've been miseducated, and that we've got to have a real, love of truth. We've got to be looking for truth and wherever we have to go to find it. And the truth is out there. It's available. And so the people have to find the truth, and then they learn. One of the things they learn is that we the people, with our grand jury and our trial jury votes, we have the authority to interpret the Constitution. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't say it that way. We don't interpret the Constitution. The courts don't have a right to interpret the Constitution. We're not changing from one language to another. We can explain the Constitution. We can explain it. We can get a grasp on it. But we're not changing the Constitution from one language into another, which the word interpret means. And that's just one of the things that they taught, that we swallowed it hook, line, and sinker. And we should have known that they were playing words or games with our language. And so we the people, we are to be the enforcers of the Constitution. I explain the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence. I explain it much different than a lot of people.
Explain it the right way. You know, the for the people, by the people way. We're going to be back after this with Red Beckman. We're also going to take your calls in this next segment. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know, I know. As the makers of Drink and Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner, and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkandmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison,
and time keeps dragging on.
You know, these criminals love to put people in prison, enforcing their IRS codes, when in fact the 16th Amendment was never even ratified. We're going to be going over that with Red Beckman in just a moment. But first, I want to thank our great sponsors over at eFoodsDirect.com. They are the best storable foods in the business. You know, you want storable foods in case of an emergency, in case of price gouging at the grocery store. We already know that we're being raped at the gas tanks, that food prices have already gone up. I remember a couple months ago, BJ's was restricting the amount of rice and grain that you could buy. I never thought in America that I would live in a place where they are rationing out food at stores that are supposed to be capitalist. It's wild. So if you really want to, you know, save yourself some time and trouble and really peace of mind, I mean, if you have a family, this is a good thing to have. These are storable foods in the case of an emergency. It's eFoodsDirect.com or call the toll-free number at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com. They're a great. They're great. I mean, it's a deal. You're going to cut your bill probably in half just going with these guys, and you'll have peace of mind. All right, jumping back to Red Beckman, why don't you go over for the listeners that don't know the illegality of the 16th Amendment?
I need to make a correction. I'm the co-author of The Law That Never Was, Volume 1.
Okay.
Bill Benson is the other co-author involved in that. In 1980, the summer of 1980, it was June of 1980, we had a conversation. I had a conversation with a gentleman in Montana, and we got to talking about the problems we've got in this country and one thing another, and I had a kind of a list of lies. I said our politicians have lied to us about Pearl Harbor and Korea and Vietnam and Social Security and energy shortage, and this fellow, he said, you know, he said, I wonder if they lied to us about the 16th Amendment. I hadn't thought of that one, and so we discussed it, and I said, well, I said, with the track record that the politicians have for truth and telling us the opposite of truth, I said, we just about have to know that there's something wrong with the 16th Amendment. And this gentleman says, well, we better find out. And so there were some small business people and ranchers and farmers in Montana that kind of formed an ad hoc type of committee, I guess, and they called themselves the Montana Historians, and they started the process of checking out the state archives in the different states, the 48 states that we had in 1909, and or 1913 is when we had that many. We didn't have 48 states in 1913. When the 16th Amendment was proposed in Congress. Anyway, by 1983, in fact, by the fall of 1980, we knew when I wrote the book Born Again Republic, my first book, we knew that the 16th Amendment was a fraud because of Senate Document 240. And but by January of 1983, we... Those hard-working people up there in Montana did a fantastic amount of work. One of the fellows was from Wyoming, even, that got involved, and they wrote a lot of letters and collected all these documents. And it never dawned on us. We were just novices and amateurs, and we never realized that the courts would immediately say, oh, you've got to have it certified. All your documents have to be certified. Well, that was just part of our education. And, of course, we took the evidence. I took the evidence. I was subpoenaed into a case in Fort Worth, Texas, in March of 83. And that was the first, I think, that the U.S. Justice Department knew what we had done. And of course, then in 1983, or 84, I guess it was, no, 83, I was subpoenaed in a case in Chicago, and we tried again, and the judge told us that our documents weren't certified, and therefore they did not have to take them as evidence, and they sent a young family man to jail, and it was, you know, it was a blatant obstruction of justice. It was blatant on the part of the federal judge. He was a Reagan appointee. He took his orders from Washington, D.C., I'm sure. And so, anyway, Bill Benson was working with the defense attorney as a paralegal, and Bill Benson, the defense attorney, Andy Spiegel, he agreed that we needed to send somebody to the states to collect the certified documents on this. And, of course, the judge had more or less said that we had to have somebody go to the states personally and collect all of this documentation. And Bill Benson agreed to go. And we could not have found a better man to do the job, because he was a criminal investigator, had been a criminal investigator for the Department of Revenue for the state of Illinois. And when he went out to the states, he didn't take no for an answer from anybody, and he just stayed on this thing like a bird dog. And he, by Christmas Eve of 1984, he called me from Olympia, Washington, and said, "I've got the last state." And what an emotional thing that was. And, of course, then we published The Law That Never Was, Volume 1, in April of 85. Mm-hmm. And so that's been out now 23 years. And the Justice Department and the federal judiciary have obstructed justice, and this is a felony. They have obstructed justice. They have not allowed this evidence to be brought by us to the federal grand jury. We have not been able to use it in the defense of criminal cases, and it's been a real demonstration of judicial criminal activity and criminal activity on the part of Justice Department attorneys. It is, it's going to go down in history as being an example of how evil and how criminal government can become if the people don't maintain control of government.
And the people
and
have not
done that.
No, we have not. We have actually went to bed. We are more apathetic than ever. We are more miseducated and uneducated on the issues than ever before. We're sucking down Jenny Light and watching American Idol, concerned about our favorite football teams. And we have no idea. Most people don't even know what the three branches of government are. They're like,
yeah,
branches of government. And they, I don't even, what are you talking about? It's like, God,
right.
It's
right.
The judicial, executive, legislative. It's called checks and balances. It was there to protect us. It's no longer there. And I'm just wondering, you know, obviously you're very old school. Have you seen some of the new school tools such as Aaron Russo's America, Freedom to Fascism?
Oh, yes, I've seen it. And of course, the first my first reaction was no solution.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said earlier, I'm solution-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't put anything out without defining the solution. The hundreds of people that show here 3 weeks ago. Well, it wasn't my first, but I hadn't done a show with Alex for several years.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was very ill for some time. And so those hundreds of people, they got that little book, Walls in Our Minds. And I'm sure you'll have some calling in and saying, hey, there's the solution. The solution is there. I don't put out books without a solution. And so this is what we've got to get to. We've got to get the American people to recognize An alcoholic, he really can't be helped until he recognizes that he's got a problem. And the American people really can't be helped that much until they recognize that they've got a problem and that they're very much a part of the problem, and that they have to deprogram their minds of all this misinformation and false information, propaganda, that we have been fed in our education system. Our schools are a total disaster, and the government controls them. Politicians control them, and you're not going to get a good product if coming out of those schools as long as we have that situation where government controls them.
I have to agree with you there. Let's take some callers. Let's jump to Daniel in South Dakota. Daniel, you got a comment or question for myself or Red? Are you there, Daniel? All right, if he's gone, let's jump to Dave in Denver. Dave, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. What's on your mind?
I was just looking at the Denver Post here. They have a picture of Alex and someone talking, and Alex is doing the talking. Yet they say radio host Alex Jones gets an earful from demonstrator Nick Brown during Monday's Freedom March protesting the war in Iraq.
Yeah, this is the guy who took the bullhorn and just started bullhorning Alex's face while Aaron was trying to get an interview with provocateur and false left paradigm idol Ward Churchill, who, you know, equates all those people that died in the World Trade Center to little Eichmanns. They're not little Eichmanns, my friend. They were American citizens. They were hard workers. They didn't deserve what they got.
No.
Nope. Anything else, Dave?
I just wanted to thank you guys for doing a good job. Alex has been, he woke me up a couple years after 9/11. I'm glad I got the information. And like you folks were saying, we need the rest of America to wake up.
Because absolutely.
Because the apathy that we have, we just sit and we don't even stand up for ourselves anymore.
Absolutely not. Well, we don't know the issues anymore, Dave. What do you think, Mr. Beckman? I mean, obviously most people have no idea what's going on. You know, they barely even watch the mainstream media, which is total propaganda. I mean, you're solution oriented. How are we going to get around this?
We're not going to get around it as much as I'd like. Of course, it'll only take 5%. If we can get 5% educated, we'll put at least one person on, informed person, on just about every jury in the country. And we had one of the responses from the last show. The lady said that she had just had an opportunity to serve on a jury. And, of course, she had gotten exposed to some of my material before. And she was so elated because she got called for jury duty and served on the jury and was able to utilize the information effectively. And so we only need about 5% that are really educated to make a difference. Now, we want more than 5%. And of course, in the days ahead here, we're going to have more of our American people that are going to be pushed up against the wall. They're going to perhaps even find where food is hard to get and almost impossible. And that's going to wake a lot of people up.
Absolutely, and that's why, you know, we carry eFoods Direct, and they're a big supporter of the show. We're a big supporter of them. I mean, I hope it doesn't come to that where there's rations, bread lines, you know, 29 all over again, but in this new technocracy, it's going to be much worse. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to Zach in Illinois. Zach, what's on your mind?
Hello.
What can I do for you? Yes, sir.
I'm sorry that I'm not really speaking on topic with your guests, but I was thinking about what Alex is dealing with today with Michelle Malkin and all that. The first thing I thought about it was that that's really lame. The entire tactic is very obvious. And to me, it's a thing of desperation and a lack of options for them, because there's certainly someone tasked with opposing him and making trouble for the efforts going on out there. But it's really a very, it doesn't seem very effective. It seems very obvious and very, very lame is really the word that best describes it to me. It's just not very not very effective.
Well, it's not very effective, but it's going back to their old school book of disinformation and just trying to equate him with the anarchists, with the people calling for other people's deaths. We're a peaceful organization. We believe in the principles of Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. Through peaceful information, we can affect change. And they're going to do anything but show that side of us when it is, in fact, you know, the majority of the protesters aren't anarchists. You know, they're well-meaning people, and the anarchists are just totally lost. They're what the media is going to focus on. It's totally disgusting. All right, let's jump to Mark in Florida. Mark, what's on your mind? Mark, you there?
I wanted to talk to you about Internet, too, but I guess maybe that's a little bit off-topic, too. And I want to make a suggestion, and I'd rather do that while you were there rather than Alex, because I don't, you know, I... Sometimes he doesn't take too well to his suggestions, but it's not really a suggestion.
All right, let's hear it.
It's a thought suggestion, yeah. I was thinking if you get something like a Netflix going, mm-hmm. like if Internet 2 strikes, you know, suddenly.
Well, I'll say this. When you say Netflix, Netflix contacted us about Loose Change, so Loose Change could be on Netflix. The problem with that is there are all sorts of legal issues. I think Jones would be able to get around those legal issues. I'm pretty sure Endgame is also available via Netflix, because it was put out by the disinfo company, Gary Badley and that group, which is also pretty big. It is a tough road. I don't disagree with you. Maybe we can talk about Internet 2 some other time, Mark.
Okay.
I'm going to jump right now back to Red Beckman. Red, how can people get your stuff? You say you don't have a website. Can they contact you via email?
Well, the best way to just, I don't dare give my email out. It's already overloaded.
I gotcha.
I just give my address, just Red Beckman, P.O. Box 61, Carrolls, Washington. That's Carrolls, Carrolls, Washington, 98609 is the zip. We'll send anybody that'll send a $5 bill. I hope people will kind of... try to send cash rather than checks, because checks are becoming hard to handle, hard to process. Money orders and green works best. And but we'll send them a copy of Walls in Our Minds and some other material, and they'll get $5 worth, because it's $1.68 just to send that package out by U.S. mails. So it's not a money-making thing. I've never been in this thing for the money. I've spent a fortune of my own.
Well, none of us are really in this for the money. We're really just trying to bring the people the truth. And,
yeah.
You know, we realize that good and evil do exist. And unfortunately, the powers that be are very, very evil. They don't have our best interests at heart. We are looked at like chattel, sheeple, less than human. We'll be back in the final segment with Red Beckman, true American patriot and legend. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
There we go.
Fat burners. I like the sound of that. Fat burners. Life Change Fat Burners. When fat burners are used in conjunction with Life Change Tea, you're going to see a change in your life. Maybe you'll be a movie star. Maybe you'll drive NASCAR. Maybe you'll be a lion tamer. Well, maybe not a lion tamer. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. Get energy, lose weight, getthetea.com. Your fat burners and tea are available at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And don't forget to ask about our Mid-State Fair special. That's getthetea.com.
We are back, final segment with Red Beckman, Patriot legend and author. And, you know, we just continue pushing on the InfoWar. You know, we're presenting the DNC live and unadulterated. We're getting as much press as possible. Michelle Malkin has now commented on michellemalkin.com on Alex Jones' confrontation. Desperate to salvage the fizzled demonstration, 9/11 nutball Alex Jones started barking at me and attempting to make a scene and incite a riot. No, he wasn't trying to incite a riot, and no, he wasn't part of that fake demonstration of anarchists. He happened to be walking by, and he saw you there, desperate to cover these, you know, violent idiots and provocateurs. And, of course, the head of Recreate 68, dressed up, I couldn't make this up, folks. The guy is dressed up like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia, with the wizard hat and the robe and everything else. And this is the guy that put together the opposition to the Democratic National Convention. Give me a break. I don't know if you've been following the DNC at all, Red, have you?
Very little. I can only stomach so much of that. I've gotten pretty good at identifying propaganda when I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And reading between the lines in the newspapers and that type of thing. The one thing I wanted to mention today was
sure.
that we need to communicate with the veterans. I've been told that there's over 30 million U.S. veterans of military service in this country. And when we went into the service, we took an oath to defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. They didn't tell us anything about the domestic enemies. We weren't educated as to the fact that all great nations are always destroyed from within. Just as is happening to us right now in this country. And we were not taught that the domestic enemies are by far the most dangerous and the ones that we really have to pay attention to. And of course, your videos and Alex Jones and all the different people out there were trying to communicate with the American people how dangerous these domestic enemies are. The oath does not say that the military, that they have to obey without question the orders of the so-called commander-in-chief. We're supposed to be looking at what the politicians and such are doing. We're supposed to be able to have a working knowledge of the Constitution for the United States of America. And when we see domestic enemies violating the Constitution, we must do something. And we need to communicate with the American veterans in this country because they have been misguided, misled, and I was a victim of it. I swallowed their propaganda back in the Korean War. And that's one of the things that has bothered me over the years. and cause me to do what I'm doing. Domestic enemies. We have to do what we can to bring these people to justice. And we know how to do it with the grand juries and the trial juries. And we need to get enough of these veterans tuned in to where they become a force that is to be reckoned with by these domestic enemies. The domestic terrorists are far more dangerous than the foreign terrorists.
Yeah, because they are the real terrorists. They're the ones that puppeteer these quote-unquote foreign terrorists. They're the ones that create these boogeymans. Bin Laden was CIA back in the 80s. Wouldn't be surprised if he was CIA to this day, if he's even still alive. Red Beckman, thank you so much for joining us. We will be back after this on PrisonPlanet.tv live for the fourth hour. Remember, live streaming DNC at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139.
Talk a little bit about internet too in the next segment, but before I do any of that, I want to play my original trailer for Fabled Enemies, which comes out to the Info War for the Info Warriors on August 31st over at PrisonPlanet.tv. Folks, it's like 56 cents a day. It's got every single one of Alex's documentaries. It's got the Loose Change docos. It's got Fabled Enemies coming August 31st. It's got America Freedom to Fascism. It's got a bunch of other great material, including his shows. Get a membership now. Without further ado, the trailer for Fabled Enemies.
The relationship between Bin Laden and the CIA was essentially, he was one of the assets, one of the people they could turn to. They wanted something done. They went to Bin Laden.
In the early 1980s, Bin Laden worked with operatives from U.S. intelligence, the Pakistani military, and Arab states.
Is it not true that the United States government paid $300 million to the Bin Laden family for the construction of the military camps?
At basis, though, I really think that these were more CIA assets, people that were recruited, like all of the folks I've been issuing visas to.
Then we have that mysterious suitcase with all of the hijackers' names and all of this incriminating evidence. Why put a Koran? Why put flight manuals? Why put all this incriminating information if it's supposedly going to get burned up?
Let's show you some video that was taken 8 days after 9/11. That man there is Osama bin Laden's younger brother, Khalil.
And that family that took off, that's a f***ing crime.
I was surprised at the evidence that there were foreign governments involved. Most of that information is classified, I think overly classified.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Osama bin Laden.
Remember, 24 hours ago, it was the Bush tax cut, the Bush budget, the Bush economy. You don't hear any of that tonight. It's America's enemy. America's under attack.
All right, folks, we're back. And again, we're going to be taking callers throughout the hour, so now's the time to call in at 1-800-259-9231. And I want to point this out. A caller brought up internet too, and who knows if what we're doing today and all week here at Infowars.com and the Alex Jones Show is going to be possible when they bring in info or Internet 2 and they say, well, you have to have a subdomain page and you got to be under this university or this corporation. And we're going to decide what kind of content is truly approvable. What can we really let people see? And then they're also going to charge you per bandwidth. So that bandwidth right there that you're watching, I mean, that's live streaming video. It's probably a little bit heavier than YouTube. And say you watch that all day or you leave it on loop. They're going to say, oh, look at you being so greedy on the Internet. You're already paying a monthly fee, but you went over your bandwidth, so you're going to pay an extra $25 this month. Excuse me? Oh, yeah. They're already testing it here in Beaumont, Texas. I'm not sure where Beaumont is, but it was reported. I was on the Alex Jones Show a little over a month ago discussing this very topic. And not only are they going to bring that in, but they've already kind of introduced this as the cool, hip way to, you know, make sure that your information's secure. And they're going to put biometric thumb scanners on your little keyboard or your laptop. And they've already done that with some of the new IBM ThinkPads. Only instead of being in your own little database, it's going to be in a government database. And you will constantly be logged on as yourself, no matter what IP address you're on, from any computer in this new Internet 2. Constantly tracked and traced beyond anything, you know, you thought was possible before. So Internet 2 is bad news. We have to make people aware that it even exists. See, they're promoting it as something that's going to be great for content. Lots more 3D content, lots more television, more integrated, Second Life, the new Google Lively. So much to do. It's InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back after this with your phone calls.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Here I am at a gathering of friends, minding my own business, when one of our buddies, Bob, walks up to me, very concerned. He says, wow, have you seen the gasoline prices lately? And I said, oh, of course. Woo, they're high. He says, yeah. He says, what am I going to do? I've got a truck. There's no way anybody's going to buy my truck in this market. I really need the truck for my job. It uses more gas than I can afford. I've got to find a way to come up with some extra money. I got a wife with four kids at home. I don't know what to do. I said, Bob, relax. I know what to do. Call eFoodsDirect.com or go up on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. They will deliver food, really good, high-quality, nutritional, delicious food to your door now, right there in front of your house, for about half the price that you were paying for groceries last year. You can take the savings from that, offset the cost of your fuel, and use it to buy more inexpensive food to hedge against tomorrow's increasing food prices. Why don't you do that, Bob? He said, eFoodsDirect.com. I said, yep, call him at 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Do it now.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live, streaming video for PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And I promised callers, so I'm going to take callers. Let's do it up. Your topics, your questions, your comments here on the Alex Jones Show. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I was calling to respond to what Alex called in earlier, was asking people to help him out with the Michelle McCaulkin.
The Malkin situation, sure.
Yeah, specifically the website rightpundits.com has the video that he's looking for. It's a front-on view, and basically what happens is two guys come up and they say, hey, Alex, we're from Chicago.
Yeah, and they're wearing the Obama hat and like this really fruity hat, right? These skinny
one
hats.
Has an Obama hat on, and it's funny because it's like a Black Panther style beret with Obama on. It's completely silly, but you know, they identify themselves. They say, "Hey, we're fans. We're from Chicago," and then it's a frontal on view of them saying what Alex has been accused of saying. And then as Michelle goes away, Alex says, get Michelle, referring to the cameraman, telling him to stay on her.
Yeah,
get her.
Obviously.
And so, you know, that's where, if Alex wants that specific frontal video, it's at rightpundits.com on their homepage.
All right, or you can just do a Google search or a YouTube search, and there are tons of different angles. I mean, this was shot by about 20 different cameramen. It's a hell of a confrontation. I'm loving it. All right, so let's jump to John in Texas. John, what's on your mind?
Hello, can you hear me?
Sure thing.
I appreciate Mr. Beckman being on there today. I have an interesting letter out of the Irwin Schiff's Federal Mafia, where it's signed by Joseph Batten, Committee on the Judiciary, in 1991.
You're talking Biden, right?
Biden, yep. Joseph Biden. He states in this letter that all felonies are in Title 18 of the United States Code. However, one exception is that drug offenses are in Crime Control Act, being Title 21. Well, income tax appears in Title 26. Mm-hmm. It's not in Title 18. There's nothing about income tax in Title 18, so therefore there cannot be no income tax crimes or felonies.
Well, tell that to Wesley Snipes, who he got off on most of the charges, but they're still trying to make him do 2 to 3 years in federal prison with, you know, these lesser charges. But they're trying to, you know, charge him to the full extent of the law. That's how they do things. They shake you down. They are truly a mafia. Thanks for the call, John. Let's jump to Norman in North Carolina. Norman, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I was on briefly yesterday, and I didn't get to plug my band's website, but today when I heard Alex was under attack, I just wanted to call back and offer some words of support.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the Michelle Malkin confrontation, and Alex is the man. He is a peaceful warrior, info warrior, standing up for truth and justice, and he honors life. He keeps every step sacred and would never call for the death of anyone. So to accuse him is to bear false witness, because it's not his character. He would much rather debate in a supine fashion and win on the merits like he always does. And it just upsets me that they're going after him with such fervor. And, you know, I stand with him, you know, in spirit. If I could be there physically, I would. But I'm a working class info warrior, and I'm just doing what I can, you know, in my hometown. And
a lot of us are working class info warriors, and we need more of you, man.
My band has a 9/11 Truth Action music video, and I'm trying to get it out. The website is called www.thedaring.com. The spelling on that is thedaring.com. It's three words. Hook them together. It's a compound word. And the song is called What's Been Going On, and it's a question directed directly at the powers that be, who are trying to,
control our lives, our enslave us or kill us. They're very nice people. Thank you so much for the call. I hope people go check that out. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Rusty in Arkansas. Rusty, you with us? Hello, Rusty.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to say hi and thanks for the great job you're doing. I just wanted to ask. I know you guys have got a little time before you go up to New York here in the next couple of weeks, and I was just wondering, man, would you stay a little bit longer, give Alex a good break, or you gonna have to go back? Or
I actually, listen, here's my deal. I am leaving right after the show on Thursday. I'm actually getting braces tomorrow by Alex's dad. Who knows how painful the Thursday show is going to be for me, but right after the show on Thursday, I'm driving across the country because I do have a wedding on the 31st of August, and of course, Alex is going down to New York on September 10th, but he's going to be going down there. I'm going to be going down there. We're going to be showing our films, Truth Rising and Fabled Enemies, for free with WeAreChange.org, Luke Radowski, and others. So I wish I could stay. I'm looking to try to set up some kind of a little studio, a radio studio at my house, so I can continue to sub in for Alex when he wants to take off for events like this, which are completely effective. I mean, the DNC, how awesome is that? Or when he just wants to spend time with his family. I love doing the show. I love the audience. I love reaching people. And it's just really fun for me to sit here and talk about all these real things and talking to people that are aware of them and are willing to copy DVDs, are willing to, you know, go down to their city council board meeting and protest, are willing to stand up for truth and justice. And, it, you know, no matter how small your contribution, if you do contribute, you are an info warrior in my eyes. Anything else, Rusty?
Yeah, I just want to say I'm just want to congratulate you on your new movie coming out, Fabled Enemies. I look forward to watching it, as I have watched your other films as well. You just did a fantastic job. And I wanted to plug Tex Mars' site. I listened to Alex's show, or Alex being on Texas show last week, and I'd like everybody to go out to texmars.com and listen to Alex's feed on there with Tex, and a great sum up of 9/11
Truth
Rising. That's correct.
Yeah, and you know, Tex has been on a couple times in the last month. I'm a huge fan of Tex Mars. You can get Codex Magica and I believe it's Mysterious Monuments at Infowars.com right now and check out his body of work. As long as we also have, I think, American Gulags on DVD. It's pretty interesting stuff. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Chris in New Jersey. What's on your mind, Chris?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, Jason, just wanted to say, you know, what's up, just some ideas. I wanted to know if you could take Fabled Enemies on kind of like a nationwide tour, you know, advertising in the newspapers, maybe rent out a hotel room, maybe a movie theater, something of that sort, and, you know, just try to gather people in the same area together, you know, because I feel like that the movement
is not really
mobilized.
Well, it's probably
going to
happen. I mean, it happened with Loose Change, second edition. It happened with Loose Change, Final Cut. I've been all over the country. It's really up to people like you, man. I can't do it all, and I know theaters cost money. I know events cost money, promotion costs money, and if people are willing to put up that money, I always give them the theater take, and basically I make whatever I can off of DVDs and t-shirts, and you know, they have to bring me out there and I have to have the time to do it. But you're more than welcome to set up, you know, private screenings in your own home, in schools, in colleges, on public access. We try to make it available for as many people as possible, and I try to do what I can. But you know, Alex is pretty dead on. If you spend too much time traveling, you're not able to put these projects together. I mean, this project took me a good 3-4 months to really piece together, and that's not even involving the writing or, you know, getting, you know, actually archiving the clips. That literally, you know, I was doing that while I was working on Loose Change Final Cut. So it's a very extensive process, and I hope I can travel around too. You can bet that you'll see me in places like Jersey, maybe Boston. You know, northeast corner's a lot easier for me because I can drive and I've got a car now, so it's a bit easier. I thank you for the call, Chris. Let's jump to Robin in Ohio. Robin, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, man? Appreciate your work, Jason.
Thank you,
hey,
sir.
Hey, I got two things.
Okay.
If you're a Time Warner person, you can go to the marketing department and get leased access. I think it's like $200 an hour, but you can buy time on Time Warner.
I've done it.
secondarily, my contribution, I have a personalized tag on my car. It says WTC7, and below it's my InfoWars sticker, and I've had T-shirts printed up. I do what I can. I spread the word. I buy your guys' stuff, and I share it with everyone I can. So I'm trying to do what I can, bro. Just wanted to say hello.
Hey, man, just keep it up, and, you know, that's what I'm talking about. Wear a T-shirt. I do all the time. I was wearing my Obey Arnold T-shirt yesterday. I'm constantly wearing my Investigate 9/11 T-shirt. I actually had this cool cat over at a custom store. I think it's Nizo's Sweatshop. I'm going to plug that really quick. If you check that out, this guy... he posted it on my page on my MySpace page a couple weeks ago, but he did me a custom Investigate 9/11 New Era hat with Info Warrior on the back. And, you know, everybody's doing something out there. And as long as you're just not listening, if you're doing what the last caller's doing, if you're showing your neighbors, if you're making copies of DVDs, if you're acting like a human being and interacting with the human populace, man, with humanity in general, you're making a difference, and I know that we can continue to do that. All right, let's jump to Judy in California. Judy, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, am I on?
You are on.
Hi, Jason. Jason, I just want to encourage you also. I've been listening to the program now for about a year, and I just want to really encourage, and I want to encourage the American people, even those of you that are skeptics and aren't quite sure about a lot of this material, to take a second look, to begin to get informed, to listen to politicians, you know, more carefully. I've been studying these issues probably for 15 years, and I come from a background that was very knowledgeable with respect to constitutional law and the basic foundational premise of our society. And I can honestly say that to all of those of you that are listening, Alex Jones and what he represents and what he's endeavoring to get the American people to do, which is to pay attention, which is to understand what's going on, which is to hold the politicians and statesmen accountable, and more important than anything else is to truly take accountable action and understand the foundational premises of our republic. Because, you know, what's happening in our society and what's happening with respect to,
it's due to a complete lack of knowledge of the Constitution and Bill of Rights. It's due to pure ignorance and apathy. And I'm going to take more of your comments on the other side, Judy, so stick with us. Barton, Texas, Nathan, Indiana, and more when we come back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
I'm Jason Burmes, filling in for Alex Jones through Thursday. Remember, Friday we're going to have a best of the DNC. Don't miss it. We'll probably even play some stuff that we didn't play on the radio previously. We have so much live footage that has been streamed from the DNC over at Infowars.com. You can go over there right now and watch some of the archive stuff and really see Alex on the scene. I mean, this is a revolutionary radio show. I mean, we've got people live at the DNC. We've got the protesters. We've got other Alex Jones radio shows that are taking place. We're showing you the anarchists. We're showing you the detention centers. This is not being covered on any of the other mainstream or otherwise shows. So going back to Judy in California, I'm going to let you finish up your point.
Appreciate that, Jason. So, Jason, I just wanted to encourage and thank both you and Alex a great, great deal, and encourage the American people, those that are in the know and those that think this is a little bit on the fringe, get informed, start paying attention, start reading, because these are very, very serious times, and these are extremely egregious and wicked people in high places. And then also I would like to say for all the good people, all the people that want to live a good, clean, moral life, the Christians, the Jews, I myself am a Christian, and I believe that we should be good to our fellow man. We should do what is right, among other things. And I think it's incumbent upon us to hold people up that are walking in integrity and trying to do what's right, such as Mr. Jones and such as Mr. Burmes, and really pray for them, really pray that good will come, and that the people that are doing these horrible things will really be held accountable, because that's the one thing that will deal with them, is a high degree of accountability and informed citizenry.
So, I'm with you. Thank you so much for the kind words, Judy, and yeah, we do need to hold them accountable. I'm going to be going after these guys long after the Bush administration is out of office. We need to hold Cheney accountable. We need to hold Rumsfeld accountable. We need to hold Wolfowitz accountable. We even need to hold the puppet king George W. Bush, who was nothing but a rich intelligence guy's kid, accountable for what he knew after the fact. We can't let these guys get away with it. I'm with you 100%. And again, thank you for those kind words. Let's jump to Bart in Texas. Bart, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. I wanted to touch back for a second on this Malkin confrontation, because it kind of hits a sore spot with me.
Okay.
That I've just continually noticed that I want to talk about, is that the left and the leftists really do hate Alex Jones. Mm-hmm. And I see that I encounter this a lot in my own work with, trying to spread this kind of information. And as I see it, it's two primary things. One, is Alex has really re-energized the entire Patriot Libertarian movement, and that is, you know, just on the face value, taking away from their organizations. You know,
he's
really brought the whole Patriot resistor back into the forefront of things, and that's just sapping their movement. So, I mean, that's one end of the spectrum. And the other end of the spectrum is, if you read Lenin and you read about the way communism is supposed to be implemented, is that you have to vilify all other social movements. You have to destroy every other social movement so that your social movement is the only movement that has any real power or credibility. So, I mean, I'm not saying that it's this mastermind plot from the leftist faction, but it's really kind of this whole gambit of hate and strategy.
Well, hold on. How goofy is it that the guy that's supposedly leading this, you know, leftist, quote unquote, anarchist group, dressed up like Mickey Mouse from Fantasia to, quote unquote, levitate the mint? You know what I'm saying?
No, I completely agree. It's a clown costume. You know, Malkin loves to show up and get pictures of that, because that just reinforces the whole left-right paradigm, because then some guy out in California that's just middle America and buys into the whole, you know, smorgasbord of lies looks at that and goes, my God, these people are absolute morons.
Absolutely so insane, I mean, absolutely.
Then if you share those views, you know, you must be an absolute moron.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I really encourage people to do that. You know, break through that. You're not going to get through to the leaders, but do your best. And the other danger here is, don't allow them to suck us into the same cycle of confrontation with them. Our message is above that. We are really trying to have effective change, and the most effective change is not to allow them to polarize us. We have to break through their own conditioning.
I'm with you. Thank you so much for the call, Bart. We got a lot of work to do in this country. Luckily, Alex Jones is doing a lot of that work for us over at the DNC right now. Live streaming over at Infowars.com. If you missed any of this, you know, blockbuster broadcast, in about a half an hour, we're going to start restreaming over at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. And if you want to see my pretty little face before I get braces tomorrow, check out PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
The pressures of everyday life can deliver a serious blow to your health. Stress increases blood pressure, potential heart problems, strokes, ulcers, depression, and insomnia. Stress suppresses your immune system and inhibits weight control. Stress makes you nervous, anxious, or irritable. Introducing Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. When you're stressed out or need to ease nervousness, our Supreme Anti-Stress Formula calms simple nervous tension and soothes irritability. This non-drowsy, all-natural formula improves mental clarity and focus, allowing you to function better and enjoy life at home, at work, or even at play. Call us today, 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at PNCDistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, Distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Nature's Renewal Supreme Anti-Stress Formula. Get back to feeling well and being well.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets will rise again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor.
All right, hopefully this is going to just cue right in. Oh, man, all right. My bore today, it's gonna heal itself. While Willie sings us a little.
The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming.
It's the Alex Jones Show, folks. I'm Jason Burmess. I'll be in through Thursday. Friday will be a best of the week. We're probably going to be playing some clips that didn't make the radio show, especially if some things go down Thursday and the way they're looking, more and more is going down every single day. All right, we got a ton of callers, and like I said, I'd take them all. So let's jump to Nate in Indiana. Nate, what's on your mind?
Nate dropped off.
Oh, all right, that's all right. Let's go to Roger in Minnesota then. Roger, what's up?
Hey, Jason. Well, as everybody said, kudos to you. Great job. Great job to Alex. One question that I have, something that's intrigued me for quite some time, is with the assassination of several members of the Kennedy family, how can the living Kennedy family members endorse people like Obama and whatever? They have to have known what was behind their family members getting killed. I can't comprehend it.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's the graves of John Kennedy and John Kennedy Jr. I mean, if you watch JFK 2, The Bush Connection, it really lays out a case for George H.W. Bush's involvement in the assassination of Kennedy and this whole, you know, power struggle between that faction of, I guess you would quote unquote, the establishment and Joe Kennedy's faction. Now, after they killed John, they killed Robert right at the moment that he was going to win the Democratic nominee. I mean, it was at the California primary where he won. So, I mean, there's two dead bodies. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. goes about as far as anybody on the left will. He's had, Dylan, myself on the on his radio show. He's open to a lot of aspects of 9/11 truth. It's rather surprising. He's a rather good speaker, and who knows, maybe he's setting himself up to be, you know, running for president. I'm not sure. Ted Kennedy also, I mean, went through that whole Chappaquiddick thing and has been silent ever since. Basically, I think they give you a choice when you're at that establishment level. Go along or you're going to get killed. And
even with Caroline Kennedy, man, that was her own father, for God's sakes.
I hear you, man, but, I mean, just look at Jackie O. She kept quiet and tried to raise her kids under the radar, and, you know, she wasn't successful in, you know, letting them keep their hands off of John. I mean, he put out a mainstream magazine. He had a legitimate shot at the presidency. He had a legitimate shot of reopening the investigations into his uncle and father's murder, and then all of a sudden his plane goes down. Actually, the same guy that did JFK 2 did a John F. Kennedy Jr. documentary as well. His name's John Hankey. I've interviewed him. He's a hell of a researcher, but I think fear plays into it. Even on those establishment levels, not everybody is as righteous as you or me. You know what I'm saying?
But somebody like Caroline Kennedy, even though if it was fear was a motivating factor, they wouldn't kill her, I don't think, for not necessarily supporting Obama. So how can she do that when she knows what happened to her father? I just don't get it.
Well, you know, they're still stuck in these left-right politics. They probably see a lot of other things behind the scenes that we don't see. I'm sure that they are believers in the lesser of two evils. But, you know, to say that they wouldn't kill her, I don't think that they would put it past killing her. I could see a car accident. I thank you for the call. I don't think anybody is above these assassin's bullets, especially not a Kennedy or even Caroline Kennedy. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. All right, let's jump to Mike in Tennessee. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good afternoon. This is call Mr. Beckman, who may be listening, and if not, Mr. Beckman, tune in another 4 hours and re-catch the broadcast. But we need your help. We need you to prepare a presentation that we can direct at veterans jurors, because they understand the concept of defending our republic and the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Well, I'll say this. Hold on. There is quite a few presentations by Red Beckman already up at YouTube. So if you have internet access, you can see those.
Okay. What's the website?
If you just go to YouTube.com and you just type in Red Beckman, a few of his lectures are up in separate parts. I checked it out before he came on.
Well, also, there's a problem right now. The jury pools are being pre-screened by the government, and the juries are being loaded up with the spouses of police officers, government employees, and they're doing what they're told, and they're otherwise beholding to government. And also, the jurors are being asked by the judges if they will follow the law as the judge instructs. And if the juror says anything other than yes or indicates they would also judge the law, well, they're booted off the jury. And the judge never tells the jury that they judge not only the facts, but also the law.
Well, there's no doubt that our court system, especially in this country, is completely and totally rigged. And in light of a miracle, the average citizen doesn't really have that much of a chance against the state or the district attorney. I thank you for the call. We have to keep standing up for ourselves. You know, we just have to keep saying, well, you know, that's against the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And yeah, there are a lot of corrupt judges out there. There are a lot of judges on the take. There are a lot of judges that are just pompous and just arrogant with power. That just speaks to the nature of the America citizen to me. You know, we feel a sense of entitlement, and when we're given power, we often abuse it. Why is that? All right, let's jump to Hal in Florida. Hal, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Jason, I would have liked to have asked this question of Red Beckman, but it's a problem that's being repeated thousands of times, literally daily, in this country, and it's a violation of law.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I'm speaking of is a violation of recording your voice without your permission. Like in Florida, where I am, it's a violation of Chapter 934.01, parentheses 4, to record your voice without your permission.
Mm-hmm.
And when you use the telephone any time nowadays, you are informed by a machine, and I'll call it a machine. It's a recorder. It's not a person, and so we'll just refer to it as a robot. This robot records you, my question is, can you be faced in court by a robot as your accuser, number one? And I have complained to AT&T about this. I've complained to Public Service Commission. I've complained to the Federal Communications Commission. I've even called a lawyer about it, and I get no satisfactory answer that they can get by recording your voice without your permission. And if they can do it with a machine, who am I going to charge with this third-class felony in violation of the Florida law?
Well, they've eviscerated the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and I don't think that there is a law that says that this guy, that the computer can charge you. What they'll do is they'll say whatever computer that department belongs to. Now, you mentioned AT&T. Mm-hmm. About 6 months ago, there was a gentleman that blew the whistle on AT&T, saying that they had the secret room, and he was the IT professional that basically attended to that secret room where they were copying records of all phone conversations, all emails, whatsoever. It was thrown out of federal court. Now, he tried to sue them, and that was also thrown out with a Supreme Court decision. So, unfortunately, I would say you probably, in the system that it stands today, not the true Constitution and Bill of Rights system, you have little to no argument with this new national security apparatus, this new military-industrial complex that has literally taken over our country. And I'm not saying that's the right thing. I'm saying it's the complete wrong thing, and it's totally against the law. But until we bring these bastards that are doing this out in the open to justice, and we reverse the decision by the Supreme Court, we have little to no recourse. I thank you for the call, Hal. Let's jump to Ken in New York. Ken, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hello, Jason.
Yes.
Yes, this is Ken. I'm actually out on Long Island,
mm-hmm.
and I have to say that right now this is probably the most brainwashed area of the country.
It's pretty bad, man. I mean, I go to Long Island a lot, and, you know, it's all about blowouts and popped collars and some trendy bar where I'm going to spend $8 on a beer and $15 on a mixed drink, and people are totally gone from reality. It's all about going to the shore and the Hamptons and what car I drive and how much gel's in my hair. It's pretty sickening.
Yeah, it is. I mean, beyond the superficial nature of that, like you're saying, but I'm just saying, just like the working person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they just don't... But I've also noticed lately that people are waking up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, I think that in the city you see a lot more people waking up in Queens and in the Bronx and in Brooklyn. It's because those people are working class people, and they don't have this aristocratic, elitist attitude, man. You know, I went to school in upstate New York with a lot of friends from Long Island. Actually, when I take off on Thursday, I'm going to a Long Island wedding, you know, and you know, my ex-girl's from Long Island. And they just are just on another level of non-reality. It's, you kind of feel a sense of entitlement if you didn't grow up in Long Island and you're able to move there. Yeah, have you noticed that? They're like, oh, I live on Long Island now. Yeah,
oh, yeah. Well, the newest thing on Long Island is the McMansion. Well, instead of building, like, communities where the average person can afford a house, for the last 10 years, all the contractors have been building, you know, they're buying a piece of property they used to put 50 houses on and putting 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why,
but a profit margin on it.
Oh yeah, well that's why I'm down at Ground Zero, man. It's not for those Long Island creeps. Although if they want to listen, they can. I mean, I'm not against people that are able to make it in this world and go out there. But the attitude, man, the elitist attitude of these people, it's something that's kind of unbelievable if you're not a New Yorker and you don't know it. I mean, I'm out in Texas. People really can't relate, but really, they treat you like you're less of a person. They send their kids to college in Eddie Bauer mobiles and, you know, 2006 luxury sedans, and these kids have no grip on reality. They literally got like an 800 or 900 on their SAT. They're in a state school. They have no idea what they want in life. They leave college, and then they go and move back in with their parents most of the time. I mean... Dude, it's a sick culture down there.
I know a lot of people who do that. I know people who have families because it's, you know, the fact of the matter is with all the people who are moving here for that the McMansion thing, you know, people have made some money in the stock market or they became lawyers or whatever. Basically, I grew up on Long Island, and when I was a kid, we made things. We put a man on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, neighbors were engineers. My friend's father built his business by working nights building the Long Island Expressway so he can afford his own business. You know, people worked. They actually were people who were getting ahead in the world.
Mm.
Now it's all nothing but doctors and lawyers and bankers.
Well, absolutely. Well,
you know,
we don't
people
make
are shuffling papers
country.
For a living.
Yeah, there's no room for blue-collar workers in Long Island anymore unless you got your house 25 years ago. And,
and it's also an angle of brainwashing, too, because if you talk to older people, like I'm 43. I'm like right at the beginning of the Gen X generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I see my friends and people younger than me either leaving or... finding it very difficult to make a living here.
Yeah. No, mine too, man. I mean, a lot of my friends, well, you know, a couple of them have paid a lot of money to go, again, live out in Queens or the Bronx, and they work into Manhattan, but, you know, their parents grew up in Long Island. They just can't afford it, and like you said, more and more elitists will move in there. What really bothers me there is, again, the willingness not to even look at this stuff. This is the problem. The apathetic, oh, well, you know what? I got a big screen television. I'm in a nice area. I drive a nice car. I could care less about politics. I don't need to tell you anything that isn't on CNN or MSNBC. That should be enough for you.
Oh, people are hooked.
They are
but
hooked.
The funny thing is I do find more people are listening now.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I find the people who are against it are even angrier when you say it. So it's almost like we're being polarized a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are people out there who maybe they didn't get angry, but they were afraid to just say anything.
Well, one of the great things about that area is at least you guys have WBAI that broadcasts pretty broad. And they're not the greatest. They're a little leftist, but they do broadcast a bit of the truth. I thank you for the call, Ken. I hope you call me later in the week. All right, let's jump to Tim in Wisconsin. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hi. Even though I didn't make it on time with Red Beckman, the thing I felt that they felt was still good to say to you is about... how much I just really couldn't help agreeing with Red Beckman about how we're supposed to be the enforcers of the Constitution. And I just wish I could get them in a lot of the churches to realize that, because I've been trying to wake them up in a few churches.
The problem is that we're in a society that feels like it's entitled to something. They don't understand that without actual citizens knowing about, understanding, and defending the Constitution of Bill of Rights, we're going to have nothing but tyranny in this country.
And the thing I was going to say about the response, the thing I can only remember the response of one of them for sure, you know, saying stuff like, Christianity isn't supposed to be a political movement. It's a spiritual movement, and other kind of Christian rationalizations that, you know, they can come up with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thank you for the call, Tim. And yeah, I mean, I'm upset with the slave class that is the supposed, you know, citizenship of America. That's what we are. We're disgusting, lazy slaves. And that's not all of us, but it's the majority of us. I'm guilty of it, too, at times. You know, I'm not perfect. You know, I'll probably sit down when I get home and watch some Simpsons I miss or some Family Guy or catch up on my my Yankees when I get home, but that's all secondary. That's maybe even third. It's not primary. My primary concern is my family and my friends, and in order to protect them and protect myself, I have to inform myself every day of what's really going on in the world. I have to look at all angles, and I feel like I've got a better chance of survival and a better chance of living in a constitutional republic if I share that information with those friends and families and even perfect strangers and this great audience. All right, let's jump to Tony in Canada. Tony, what's on your mind?
Hi, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm just seeing right now on CNN that they're reporting there's a glitch with the FAA. Are you guys seeing that?
I don't have CNN in front of me. Why don't you tell me what they're talking about?
They're not sure exactly yet, but it's just saying that there's a problem with the information going through, and they can't have any contact with the planes.
You're telling me that all FAA communication in this country is shut down right now, and they can't communicate with commercial airliners?
I'm not going to say that's 100% certain, but that's just what I'm reading here is what it sounds like.
Wow. Well, let me jump to CNN.com right now and see if that is in fact the case, if that is being reported. That would be a huge story. That's reckless. I mean, we could have planes running into each other. I mean, that is an essential service, and I hope that you're wrong.
Me too, because
that could cause... Oh, no, breaking news. Well, that's FAA computer problems causing delays. All right, so that might not be quite as serious as it's being shut down. Let's see. It's still loading. Sorry, folks. All right, communication problems at the Federal Aviation Administration facility that processes flight plans were causing flight delays at airports across the United States Tuesday afternoon, the administration said. The facility south of Atlanta is having problems processing data, requiring that all flight plan information be processed through a facility in Salt Lake City, Utah. So I guess they are communicating somewhat with planes. The two facilities process all flight plans for commercial and general aviation flights in the United States, the FAA said. The FAA said there are no radar outages. That's good. And said they have not lost contact with any planes. Okay, also good.
Okay, so all right. Not that bad then. Sorry, guys.
That's all right. Hey, you know, that's why we like this cutting-edge news. That's why we do it off the cuff. We check our sources before we actually say any of this stuff. And I'm glad that you called. Thanks for the call, Tony. I want to remind people that this is a four-hour radio broadcast, and we have covered a lot today. We had Red Beckman, a legend in the Patriot movement. We had Mike Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com on. We aired some of Alex's interview in a mock White House earlier, right off of the mainstream mainline networks over in Denver. And, of course, Alex himself called in. So, we're breaking new ground here. You know, we're doing live video streams for free at Infowars.com. We're launching movies. Fabled Enemies is on the way. It's about to hit PrisonPlanet.tv in only, what's today, the 25th or 26th? 6 days. I'm excited. And we're going to be shipping DVDs September 1st. Be your first to order it over at Infowars.com. I worked hard on this film. I want people to see it. I want it to get out. I want it to bring even more people into the 9/11 truth movement because Lord knows we need it. We'll be back in the final segment. This is The Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99. $99 apiece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at mainmilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out mainmilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Alright folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. Remember, the rebroadcast begins in only 5 minutes over at InfoWars.com, so if you missed any of the other 4 hours, action-packed, Malkin versus Jones at the DNC, Jones live from the DNC, Michael Rivero, Red Beckman, your calls, and more. Alright, we got a couple callers still on the line. I promised I'd take them, so in the last couple minutes, let's go to Frank in California. What's on your mind, Frank?
Talk to you. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Good to talk to you guys. God bless Alex doing this work. I just want to weigh in real quick. We got to stop playing this game, the right and the left.
Mm-hmm.
These political parties have been hijacked by these globalists. They're New World Order puppets, and it's a distraction to what really needs to happen in this country. So thank goodness you guys are exposing this, because you do not see this media give us any resemblance of the truth.
Absolutely
and
not.
Somebody has to do it.
No. They're always trying to get you stuck into conservative or liberal, left or right, Democrat or Republican. And, you know, they tried to attack
exactly.
Corsi as a right winger when he went after Obama. And he's like, look, man, I'm voting Chuck Baldwin. I don't know what you're talking about. It's pretty funny that he kind of denied 9/11 truth right there. And he's voting for the 9/11 truth candidate. But it shows he's hip and he's just trying to sell a couple books. You know, he knows what's going on. But more and more people not only have to know what's going on, they have to make it acceptable to talk about and say, man, you're voting Democrat or Republican, you're part of the problem.
No better. This is a guy that is a New World Order puppet. He has basically committed treason against this country, and these are the people. You don't think Barack Obama is some type of prophet, which is the biggest misconception that you have in today's media, but we're brainwashed idiots in this country.
Oh, yeah.
The majority of Americans are brainwashed.
Yeah, it's change you can vote for. There'll be no change other than that appearance that Democrats are in, Republicans are not. The same elitists are behind him. You can tell from his global world order speech out in Berlin. Thank you very much, Frank. He literally said, again, global citizenship. You will do more, not less in the future. And we're global citizens, folks. We're part of this world. this one world and this new world order they're trying to create. Well, I'm not going to be a part of that. And I'm going to do everything in my living, waking bones to oppose it. All right. Last caller. Let's jump to Chris in Florida. Chris, what's on your mind? Still there, Chris?
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
I can hear me.
I can hear you.
He dropped.
Oh, we dropped him. All right. Well, you try to take that final call. I guess I'll just plug my little film, Fabled Enemies. It's coming out August 31st. I know I've been just a rush with the plugs, but I really believe in this film. I really think that it can make a difference. I really think that it's a good answer to the NIST report. I have a whole chapter on Building 7. I have a whole chapter on the anthrax attacks. Okay? I get into the shadow government like no other. There will be no denial that there is a shadow government after this film. And I promise you that. I mean, continuity government is commonplace. It's talked about openly at hearings. It's just that when you use the term shadow government, most people want to believe that you're wearing a tinfoil hat and it doesn't exist. Because our globalist masters are supposed to love us and protect us and want to help us. They'd never lie to us. Well, unfortunately, that is just not the case. They constantly lie to us. They constantly propagate to us. They constantly try to take away our living conditions, our freedoms. They're blowing out the housing market. They're going to take your home. They're blowing out the banking market. They're going to take your money. What are you going to do? Well, I suggest you arm yourself in this info war with information first, then educate others, then prepare yourself. Get into hard assets like gold and silver. Get our films. Get Freedom to Fascism. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Martial Law. Get Loose Change. And please get Fabled Enemies this week. Remember, we ship it September 1st, and it will be available online August 31st. Retransmission in less than 60 seconds. I want to thank Alex Jones again for giving me this opportunity. All week I'll be with you. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.